This is High School Basketball on Giant FM.
High School Basketball is on Giant FM. Thank you to these sponsors of High School Basketball: TH Property Group, First Bank Shelbyville, BP Dock Shop, Cagney's Pizza King, Shelby Materials, CGS Services, Major Health Partners, First Bank Shelbyville. Now let's go courtside for High School Basketball on Giant FM Sports.
Championship Saturday for the Shelby County Basketball Tournaments. Good afternoon, I'm Johnny McCurry. We welcome you to Triton Central and our TH Property Group pregame report. TH Property Group, not your father's realtor. Girls in the afternoon, the guys later on this evening, and by the time the day is done, we will again have two Shelby County champions crowned. Jason Parker, my broadcast partner. It's different, it's odd, it's disappointing when it comes to who can come in this COVID pandemic we're in the midst of. However, there will be nets coming down in an unconventional fashion so we can avoid contact tracing, right, and there will be trophies awarded here today.
Yeah, we talked about that the other night, that it was just happy that we're here and the girls are able to have this championship game. And the memory will be a little bit different, but a championship memory will still be that, a championship memory. And 20 years from now, you know, they'll remember it as the COVID year for sure, but it'll still be a county championship that they were a part of. And so one of these two teams will gladly take that.
Tonight, 7-2 Morristown, 6-3 Triton Central. This afternoon, two 12-win girls teams who have played once this year, a game dominated by Triton Central, 59-34 on Waldron's home court. These teams are ranked. They have played well for most of the season. They have aspirations of postseason success still to come, and now they meet again for this championship.
Yeah, you look back at that December 4th game at Waldron. We were there, and it was really Lizzie Graham that got the Tigers going early, out to a 16-7 first quarter lead. And you try so hard to contain Heath and to contain the other girls, and Lizzie Graham really opened that game and really put it out of reach early, it felt like, and a good first half for the Tigers. And the Mohawks were really fighting from behind the rest of the way.
Waldron, semifinal win Thursday, gets by Southwestern 36-33. Bella Larrison, 15 points and 5 rebounds. Nicole Garner in double figures with 12, and half of those came in a decisive fourth quarter that involved a missed three as time expired for the Mohawks to advance.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, they felt like they played their best game, but they played well enough to win, and that was really all that mattered. That is all that matters in a tournament setting. You just win in advance, and the Mohawks are here, and it's a new day. And, you know, I think Coach Thomas hopes they play much better than they did Thursday night.
Triton Central with their semifinal win. They knock off Morristown 51-31, and they did it in Triton Central fashion. They pretty much controlled things start to finish.
And they did. But, you know, Triton Central also really, I don't think, pushed the gas pedal all the way down like they could have. They played it pretty conservative and basic and just took advantage of their skill level. And just they advanced. And I think that's all they were looking to do that night, and, you know, put themselves back in a championship game where they're accustomed to being.
Taylor Heath can fill the stat sheet. 10 points, yep. 8 assists, 7 rebounds, another night at the office.
Yeah, Taylor Heath, you really, there is not one way to stop her, because if you try to control her offense, well, she'll dish out 10 to 12 assists because she's got players around her that can score offensively. So it's very tough. She rebounds from the guard position really well, and so she can control a game from so many different levels, even if you take away her offense.
We talk about the teams in front of us. We talk about the matchups. We talk about who should win and why. But the Shelby County Tournament is also about history, and I'm happy to read this note just handed to me. January the 9th, today, former Lady Tiger Basketball Center, and she was pretty good, Tiffany Miller. It's her 40th birthday, and I actually heard from Tiffany last night. She thanked us for the broadcast. Said it's hard not being in to watch her nephew Jackson Miller play, and he'll play tonight for the championship game. But Tiffany Miller was a part of some very, very good Triton Central teams. How many haven't been pretty good?
I was going to say, you could say that about a lot of girls dating, even back to when I was around as a high schooler in the 90s. It was very difficult, if not impossible, to come down here and win as a girls' basketball program.
Shelby County Tourney MVP as a junior, Tiffany Miller, back in 1998. Happy birthday to Tiffany Miller. To the point at hand, before we hear from the head coaches, and they are coming up here on the pregame report, Triton Central may have to not be as good, and Waldron may have to be at their best for the Mohawks to win a county title.
No doubt about it. I think you have to have a career day from a couple of different Mohawks. You know, regardless of which two those are, I think two of the Mohawks have to play well above what we've seen them play. I think there's a couple or two or three that are capable of doing that. They just have to put it together today, the right day, championship day. And yes, defensively, they've got to do something to Triton Central to slow them down and then get some breaks, you know, maybe some foul trouble, just some missed shots, some uncharacteristic things from the Tigers. For the Mohawks to come out of this game victorious. And I think Coach Thomas would be the first one to tell you that. And so, you know, he'll have his girls ready. And I just hope they play hard, they play well, and take advantage of this opportunity that doesn't always come around. You don't always get yourself into a championship game. And they're here, and they've got an opportunity to do something special.
Up next on the TH Property Group pregame report, our coaches' conversations. We'll talk with Waldron head coach Anthony Thomas. This is the Shelby County Tournament, Giant FM Sports.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Have you considered selling your home or buying a new home? Are you a little intimidated to take that first step? We're Cooper Real Estate Group, better known as Craig, and we are your hometown real estate team that has been changing the way real estate is practiced for over 16 years. Whether you're buying, selling, or building, we'd love to guide you through this next life chapter. Contact us at thecraig.com or call us at 317-947-0400.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Championship Saturday, Giant FM Sports from Triton Central, the host of this year's Shelby County Tournament. Girls action this afternoon, and Waldron and Triton Central will play for all the marbles. He's the head coach of the Mohawks, Anthony Thomas, and you know what? It's a county tournament. There's victory bells. There's bragging rights on the line. It shouldn't be easy. And, well, your semifinal certainly was not. Take me through your Thursday night win to get here.
Well, we struggled a bit, and a big credit of that goes to what Southwestern did and some changes they made. And when you get into a county basketball game, everybody knows each other so well, and you just kind of got to, if you're not having your best night, you kind of got to hang in there, make enough plays and get the lead, and then do what you can to hold it through the end. And it was a pretty gritty performance from my kids, even not on the best night, and they found a way to pull out the game and, you know, get an opportunity to play for a championship today.
Talk about the performance of a couple of ladies. I know Bella Larrison, 15. Nicole Gardner had 12, and I believe half of those came in the fourth.
Well, we were able to win a game where, you know, three-fifths of our starting lineup really didn't score. So there's a lot of positives to take out of that. Bella's coming into her own. Nicole is as tough to guard as anybody around when she wants to be. And I fully expect that they'll show up ready to play today.
You match up with Triton Central. We've seen this game before. Take me back to that early season matchup back in early December.
Yeah, the good thing about playing somebody again is you can maybe learn a little bit from the first game, but history has shown that the first game doesn't always transfer into the second game. And I thought they had a really good game plan. I thought they did some things very well. They hit some shots, kind of put us back on our heels, and left us scrambling. But I, one game doesn't define anything, and I think both teams have a history of maybe beating somebody early but then losing to them when it counts. I know we've certainly done that, and we're looking forward to playing today.
When you play a Triton Central again, for example, and I hear different coaches give different formulas for the way things should go. So you've played once, you have this matchup again, but as opposed to, say, a Southwestern or someone that you could see again in a few weeks in the sectional, are you willing or do you want to do something completely different, maybe even out of character, to see if that turns the tide compared to the first meeting? You don't have a need, I guess, to kind of conceal or hide anything, thinking about a next time you'll see him.
Certainly, if you're not going to see him again, it does change the way that you can game plan. Against the Southwestern and Morristown, you know, you always have to hold some things back. But in this game in particular today, we just need to be a better version of ourselves. I don't think there's a magic game plan out there that's going to get you 20 points or 25 points and you beat them. We just have to be a better version of ourselves today. And if we are a better version of ourselves today, which I expect us to be, that just might be enough.
You need to contain, not necessarily stop, but contain Taylor Heath, who obviously can score, and make sure that everybody else gets chances to score.
Yeah, stopping her is kind of a misnomer. You don't really stop her. She is a very solid player, has full command of their offense, has full command of her skills. And you have to not let her get very comfortable and not let them get in the flow of their offense, which is easier said than done. So do you come out? Do you chase? Do you do this? Do you do that? But all in all, what you have to do is you have to just contain their players a little bit, get a hand up on the shot, block out, limit them to one shot, and go do what you do. And from that standpoint, it's a pretty simple game. I would like to tell you that we have this elaborate game plan. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. Case Triton Central's listening. But you just got to go out and got to execute better. You have to go back to what you're good at. And sometimes that's enough, sometimes it isn't. But we'll play hard today.
Congratulations on the championship appearance. Looking forward to this one. Good luck today.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the coverage.
Anthony Thomas is the head coach at Waldron. Our coach's conversation brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville, Giant FM Sports.
Say goodbye to your bank and hello to the credit union difference at Harvester Financial Credit Union. You're more than a dollar sign. You're a member owner. They take an individualized approach in finding solutions for their members because they know that everyone's needs are different. Their knowledgeable staff will work to help you achieve goals like purchasing a car, planning a budget, or consolidating debt. They are conveniently located at 2507 Progress Parkway in Shelby, Indiana, and ready to help with all of your financial needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
CGS. Serving Central Indiana from Morristown for over half a century. CGS for collection of trash and recycling for home, business, and industry. CGS for residential, commercial, and municipal landfill services. CGS for a variety of quarried stone and gravel. Serving Central Indiana for over 50 years. CGS. In Morristown, call for service 765-763-6258.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
First Bank, Shelbyville. Coach's conversation, Brian Graham, the head coach at Triton Central. His girls match up against Waldron for the girls' county title. I'll have you put the AD hat on before we talk about the game. So many things that have gone on in preparation, trying to make this happen to venues, etc. Well, now we're on championship day, and after a team wins a championship in the county, they gather around the ladder, they cut down the nets. Even that had to be modified for today.
Oh, yeah. It's just we're in weird times, and I appreciate all the other ADs, you know, working together on this with us. You know, no matter who wins today, you know, it's got to be 15 minutes on the clock. That way, you know, you keep your contact tracing time, and we'll have a couple representatives cut the nets down and go back in their locker rooms or back to their home gym and cut the net up and take the trophy with them. We'll get a picture for, you know, for whoever wins, and then we got to get everybody out of the gym because we just, you know, 3 weeks away from the girls state tournament. You don't want to get anybody in trouble for contact tracing with one positive case in the middle of our gym for the county tourney.
I feel like
with Super Bowl honorary captains for the coin flip. You should have had honorary captains to cut down the net.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the other killer thing. It's like, okay, you know, whoever wins, you're going to have lots of people that would love to cut that net down. So then, you know, you could go out and team win, have in dominating form, and then you're going to have someone upset because they didn't get to cut the net down, you know. So you know, it is what it is. I mean, we're just glad that myself and the other three county ADs could make it happen for the girls and for the boys later this evening. So we're going to do the best we can. And I think the parents understand. The players understand. No one likes it, but you got to do what you got to do.
To the game at hand, take me back to the semifinal. You got control of it pretty early.
Yeah, Morristown had a great plan trying to slow us down. And you know, we were trying to try a couple different things about pull back the pressure on the D, but take away the paint area since they were such good drivers. They have three really good guards, and it seemed to work out. You know, anytime you hit more shots than the other team, it makes the coaches look a lot better.
We talked back when you played Waldron before. Jenna Cox played, but we felt she didn't look at the basket. She's looking at the basket now.
Absolutely. Jenna's been doing really well. You know, we've been telling her in practice every day, you know, you got to shoot the ball. You got to get open. You know, when you're open, you got to shoot it. And you know how it is. Most of the time, coaches don't have to tell people shoot. Usually it's telling them not to shoot as much. And Jenna's the total opposite, telling her to shoot the ball. And you know, we try to tell her and Hallie and Lizzie and Kenzie and those girls, you know, hey, when you're open, you got to let it fly, as long as you're in rhythm and feet are set. And so they've been doing a much better job with it.
A win at Waldron back in early December. Talk about the way you attacked them offensively in that game.
We try to use the terminology, being patient but active. You know, so we were going to pick and choose. You know, our times to attack, not just come down out of control, take a shot on one pass, but then on the other time not come down and, you know, make 20 passes and not look at the basket. So, you know, like I said, patient, actively patient is kind of what we used, and we kind of stuck with that little bit of theme about trying to find gaps. And sometimes you can run your offense, execute perfect, and you don't hit the shot. And as a coach, you know, you want to cheer on the activity that took place because it was so well, but at the same time, you got to hit shots. You know, you can't win on good looks alone.
Similar thing as you see them again here for the championship?
Yes. I mean, you know, we've kind of adapted a philosophy, you know, 10, 12 years back that we're going to try to do what we do. You know, every coach has to make adjustments, you know, here and there, especially in-game adjustments. But if you go into every game changing your offensive and defensive game plan, I think you never get good at anything. And you know, I know Coach Thomas feels the same way, and I know his girls are going to come out and do what they've been doing, and we're going to do what we've been doing and see who scores more points.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks. God bless.
Head Coach Brian Graham of Triton Central. We're coming up to tip off Triton Central and Waldron for the girls' title on Giant FM Sports and the TC Sports Network.
The J.R. Workman Company is a fifth-generation family-owned business. J.R. Workman Company, Central Indiana's source for heating, plumbing, and electrical supplies and services for over 70 years. J.R. Workman has been there to supply, install, and service the utility needs of businesses and homes throughout Central Indiana. As your one-stop solution, J.R. Workman's skilled staff of trained plumbers, electricians, and HVAC technicians are available when you need them. Call 765-763-6444.
Morristown Pharmacy is dedicated to the well-being of your family and the well-being of the community. Morristown Pharmacy is the second telepharmacy in Indiana, a full-service pharmacy ran by a technician, and all contact with a pharmacist is through video chat. Experience the convenience of a local pharmacy in Morristown, accepting all major insurance with very competitive prices and short wait times. Expect only the best. Morristown Pharmacy.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Johnny McCrory, Jason Parker, a few minutes away from a top of the hour tip-off as Triton Central, ranked number 5 in 2A, welcomes in 7th-ranked 1A Waldron for the girls' county title. Let's take a look at our starting lineups. First, for the visiting team on the scoreboard and on the floor here at Triton, the Mohawks of Waldron. A record of 12-2, Waldron coached by Anthony Thomas in his fourth year, averaging 52.4 points per game, giving up only 34.3 on the defensive end. Starting at one guard, 5'5 junior, number 21, Megan Bogeman. Bogeman, one of the leading scorers for this team, and if and when she finds it from three-point range, it's a big difference maker.
Yeah, and that needs to be a difference maker today. You hope Bogeman can get off early and hit a couple to get that confidence up, because if she's making threes, Waldron can stay in this one.
5'7", junior guard, number 24, Nicole Garner, the only double-digit scorer by a decimal point for this Waldron team at 10 points per game.
Yeah, right at 10 a game, and really their defensive stopper. She'll have to play on both ends today, but defensively is where I think she can impact the game today.
Also in the starting lineup for Waldron, Lauren Thomas, the lone senior on the varsity roster, the 5'4 guard, number 22, averaging 9.6.
Well, as the lone senior, you just hope that Lauren plays a good game. And
5'7 forward, Hadley Ross, a junior wearing number 12. Ross averaging 6.5 points per game. Possibly her greatest attribute is getting up on the glass.
Yeah, just with Garner, her best attribute today might be defense. Ross's best attribute and biggest contribution might be on the glass and rebounding the ball at a high number today.
And rounding out the starting lineup, a 5'9 junior at forward, number 32, Bella Larrison, coming off a 15-point performance in Thursday's semifinal.
Yeah, I think Larrison is one of those players that has the capabilities of really scoring at a high clip, and I think today she's got to do that, have a career day, and give her team a chance to win this one.
For the Tigers of Triton Central on their home floor with a record of 12-2, coached by Brian Graham in his 13th season at guard, 5'4", senior, number 13, Taylor Heath, leads the team in scoring, 5 boards per game, and no shock, leads the team in assists at 9.1.
Well, if you know anything about Shelby County girls basketball, you know Taylor Heath and you know how good she is, and she's been doing this for several years now, and you just expect a solid performance from Heath. Even if the offense isn't going, she's got so many other ways that she can impact the game, and I look for her to continue to do that today.
Second on the team in scoring is Lizzie Graham, number 14, the 5'8 sophomore, starts at one forward.
And Graham really, as we said earlier, got this team off to a good start against Waldron back on December 4th. Her offensive game has really improved, and that's dangerous for Triton Central opponents.
Kinsey Ryle at a guard, the 5'3 senior, wears number 23, averages about 5.5 per game, but hit a couple of threes and had 8 points last time against Waldron.
Well, that's what Ryle does. She has, when she gets her feet set, she has that ability to knock down the 3-point ball and keep the floor spread for other players like Heath and Graham. So Ryle brings leadership, brings experience, and brings three-point shot-making ability.
At a guard, Jenna Cox, the 5'7 sophomore, wearing number 41. Talked about it with Coach Graham during the pregame that when we saw her play against Waldron, touched the ball a lot, yeah, but never really went north-south. She looked for her shot on Thursday night.
Yeah, I think she's got the capabilities of being a really big-time scorer at the high school level. Only a sophomore, kind of playing in the shadows of Heath right now. And I think once she becomes more confident and has more opportunities, she's going to be a double-figure scorer the next two seasons. And you may see it today as well.
In the post, a 6'1 senior, number 31, Bailey Stamper, at 9 points, about 7.5 rebounds per game. She's not particularly healthy now, and her back bothering her with an infection Thursday night.
Well, she is usually a mismatch for anybody they play, and it's the same way today against Waldron. Waldron not really has anybody with size to play against her, but we thought Stamper has really improved this year in transition, and she had a very efficient game last time out against Waldron, 13 points, 4 rebounds on 6 of 8 from the field.
Triton Central, 64.1 points per game, giving up 41.4 on the defensive end. One more time for the starters for Waldron: Hadley Ross, Megan Bogeman, Lauren Thomas, Nicole Garner, and Bella Larrison. And for Triton Central, Taylor Heath, Lizzie Graham, Kenzie Ryle, Bailey Stamper, and Jenna Cox. Quick look at our injury illness report brought to you by Major Health Partners. Experience the major difference. The good news is these rosters are intact. Everybody available to play in this game today.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. You know, fans aren't here, and that's upsetting and disappointing. But at least the girls are here, and everybody is able to play. That's a big factor and a big key.
Take a timeout as we come close to tip-off here at the top of the hour. Triton Central and Waldron for the girls' championship. For Triton Central, they're looking for a seventh consecutive title. This is high school basketball, Giant FM Sports, and the TC Sports Network.
Hey, fellas, you know what you look like? You look like a rookie, maybe second string, or yeah, maybe even the water boy. I really don't know. I'm just a man on the radio. But what I do know is it's time for you to look like a champion. Man up. Head to Chad's Barbershop, an old-fashioned barbershop with new school flavor, offering beard taming, hot towel shaves, designs, lineups, and new convenient snack machines. Man, it's good to be a man. Chad's Barbershop, 5554 Madison Avenue, Indianapolis. Online at chadsbarbershop.co.
At FOC Heating and Cooling, your peace of mind is why they work so hard. With energy costs skyrocketing, the last thing you need to worry about is your heating and cooling system. Keep your heating and cooling system at peak performance with FOC Heating and Cooling's annual service agreement, featuring no worry, free scheduled service for both your cooling and heating systems. Give FOC Heating and Cooling a call today and have one less worry. For the best in heating and cooling, call 317-835-1237. FOC Heating and Cooling.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See Todd or Craig Larkey for all your insurance needs. Larkey Insurance, serving Shelby County since 1954.
With over 45 years in the heavy construction industry, Beatty Construction has done it all. From designing and building bridges, providing deep foundations, or pedestrian trail system, Beatty Construction has done it. No matter the size of the project or client, Beatty's Construction's commitment to excellence never changes. Beatty's pride in workmanship, critical thinking, and dedication to safety creates an award-winning package for your next project. Good luck to all the athletes in this year's county basketball tournament from Beatty Construction.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Final moments of our TH Property Group pregame report. Triton Central and Waldron ready for starting lineups on the floor. National anthem, and then we tip off this girls' championship game. Jason Parker tonight. Triton Central, 6-3, survive Southwestern. Maybe the same thing could be said about Morristown, yeah, whose fourth quarter free throw shooting allowed Waldron to make it a game down the stretch in their semifinal.
Dangerous moments, it sounds like, at Morristown last night for the Jackets. It looked like they were cruising early, and then that score kind of started to creep back towards Waldron's favor, and it kind of stayed there for a while. And then it sounds like fourth quarter free throw woes from Morristown almost gave the victory away.
Morristown, Triton Central, our boys' game with coverage coming up at 6:30 this evening. For Triton Central, Waldron, some difference makers in this girls' championship.
Well, for Waldron, first, I think we've talked about it. A couple girls really have to play a career day, have a career day offensively. I'd like to see Bogeman get going early because she's a girl that can shoot really from the outside and score points in bunches. Larrison as well. And if it gets to the bench, Waldron is a definite disadvantage. So the five starters have to stay out of foul trouble. For Triton Central, they've just got to, like you heard Coach Grimm, they just got to do what they do, and they'll probably be okay. They've got enough talent, they're deep, and they've got plenty of experience. So as long as Triton Central plays their game, they won't need a difference maker. That is the difference maker.
Tigers in home white, trimmed in green and black. Waldron in the road blues, trimmed in white, and we are coming down to tip-off. Our thanks to a number of great sponsors who have joined us for the county tournament this weekend. FOC Heating and Cooling, Copper Kettle Inn Restaurant, Ross Wrecker, Morristown Pharmacy, Runyon Repair and Tire, Larkey Insurance, Cooper Real Estate Group, J.R. Workman Company, CGS, Chad's Barbershop, and Beatty Construction. Tip is next. K
County Championship Saturday here on Giant FM Sports and the TC Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Blake Salmon from Salmon Brothers. You may know we're the one dealer in Shelbyville to offer seven great brands all at one dealership. But did you know we're also the first place you should bring your vehicle for auto repair and body work? For complete service, call 392-2636 to schedule your next appointment. For your next Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, service, body shop, and parts all in downtown Shelbyville. SalmonBrothers.com. Why go anywhere else?
This is your station for country.
Hey, I'm Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Miranda Lambert.
Hey, y'all, what's up? This is Darius Rucker.
WSVX Shelbyville, Greenfield. Giant FM Country. Download our Giant FM app today in your store. Giant FM Country, a Three Towers Broadcasting Company station.
We know that life is different right now, and we are here with you every step of the way, from routine care to life-saving emergencies, because your health needs don't stop during a pandemic. At Major Health Partners, your safety is our top priority. Physical distancing, mandatory masks, and enhanced disinfection efforts are in place. These are just some of the many ways we are keeping you safe. Don't delay your health care needs. Schedule an appointment today. Call 317-392-DOCS or visit us at mymhp.org. Major Health Partners, improving health in our community.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
BP Dock Shop, tip-off. Triton Central and Waldron, and the Tigers on their home floor control the tip in this Shelby County Championship game. Bailey Stamper, a catch low. Power dribble off the right block. Fouled on the take to the rim. And Triton Central's first scoring opportunity will come at the free throw line.
First foul on Larrison. Talked about Waldron has to stay out of foul trouble. That's not a good start.
Bailey Stamper's free throw is good. Stamper on the year, just better than 9 points, 7.5 rebounds per ball game, 74% free throw shooter, and she makes a pair. No pressure defense from Triton Central. They will drop back into the half court. Mohawks into the front court for the first time. Bogeman catch and shoot. Right wing three, no good. Rebound comes right back to her on the wing. Reset in the offense. Bogan looking, right side, Lauren Thomas. Thomas, couple of left-handed dribbles, backs away from Cox. Now will drive on her, run into Stamper, who provided the help side defense, shot off the side of the backboard, recovered by Thomas. Larrison, Thomas on the perimeter. Hand off at the free throw line, Nicole Garner. Kick out, Bella Larrison for three. Short, rebound, knocked loose, recovered again by the Mohawks. Keeping it alive, Waldron still with the possession. Hadley Ross, free throw jumper, will not go. Rebounded away by Ryle.
Four good looks at it for Waldron, just couldn't knock one down.
Tigers into the front court with a 2-0 lead. And sometimes that can be the toughest thing for Waldron, simply making shots. 42%, a number that's gone up this season. Knock away near the midcourt line, recovered by Triton Central. Here's Cox high on the right wing. Ryle coming to the ball. Heath. She'll back away on the dribble. Crossover left hand to right hand below the free throw line. Turn, shot that thing left-handed and converted.
Yes, she did. Nice left hand there from Heath. And you see her practice that a lot in warm-ups.
4-0, Triton Central on the BP Dock Shop scoreboard. And a screen knocks Heath down. The foul is going to be on Taylor Heath, trying to get over the screen and stay with Garner.
I think the screen just kind of knocked her off balance more than anything, and then she couldn't regain that and kind of fell into the ball handler.
4-0, Triton Central on top, Waldron basketball. Four shots at it on the opening possession, but came up empty. Here's Garner on the right wing. Into the corner, Bogeman. Trying to post is Larrison, and the reach around by Graham as Larrison was reaching for a pass. We have a foul call.
Yeah, really a bad entry pass. Mohawks bailed out there. Bad angle, not to the right side of the post player.
Inbounding baseline, Thomas. She'll bounce for Bogeman.
High post catch, Larrison. And now Thomas. Thomas defended by Cox up between the circles. Ball screen available each side. Now gives to Larrison. 15-foot jumper, good.
And I think that's where Larrison needs to live tonight, right around that high post area. We've seen her shoot the ball well from there a lot.
4-2 Tigers with possession front court. Stamper posting, turns off the glass. It rims out. Rebound loose on the floor, picked up by Larrison. Waldron can tie with a two this trip up the floor. Bogeman, right-handed dribble and a drive into a secondary defender. I think the ball came down off the rebound off Larrison's hand. It'll be Triton Central.
Yeah, Bogeman, good idea there. She's just got to get that up off the glass a little bit higher.
Heath on the jog up into the front court. Going to be picked up by Garner. Stop and go at the free throw line. Fall away. Garner got a piece of the shot. Official says she got a piece of Heath. And the personal foul call that brings Waldron's coaching staff off the bench.
Yeah, I think that's a play on right there. Good defensive effort by Garner. But Heath is at the line.
First on Garner, second on the team. Heath free throw is good.
Heath is at the line where she's very good.
81%. Second on the team in attempts behind Lizzie Graham. Both are good. Heath has points 3 and 4 from 15 feet away. 6-2 Triton Central. 5-10 to play in the first. Bogeman around the top of the key on the dribble. Stops, gives for Hadley Ross, and then over to Lauren Thomas, who zoomed a pass intended for Bogeman on the left wing, and it was well out in front of her and went by her out of bounds.
These are early moments, but this is a big moment for Waldron to stay in this game. They need a stop and then a score on the other end, I think.
Heath bringing Cox to the basketball. The three-guard weave up top results in a runner by Ryle in the paint. No good. She gets her own rebound off the deflection, and it may have been blocked on the way up. Rebounded by Ross. Waldron with Garner. Takes it below the free throw line, gives it up on the wing. Thomas a three, no good, and look out. Garner had the inside track on a long rebound that came out beyond top of the key. She was knocked down and fouled.
Waldron just needs one of these threes to go down. They're getting good looks. Thomas a little pushed out that time, but still a good look. Just comes up short.
Cox, her first foul. Team's third, and Gardner trying to spin off a ball screen, ran into the screen, lost the ball, but then Triton Central trying to get out in transition, throws it away. Here's Bogeman. Larrison, she'll try a second three. This one rimmed out all the way around, taken off the board by Stamper. Ahead to Heath.
I feel like we're watching the Jackson-Dell-Waldron game all over from earlier this year. Shots were there. They just are not falling.
Cox, bounce pass for Ryle, and simply didn't catch it off her hands out of bounds.
Well, and Triton's kind of allowing them to stay in it here, even though the shots aren't falling. Two turnovers, uncharacteristic for Triton.
Hallie Schweitzer into the Triton lineup. 5'5 sophomore replaces Kinsey Ryle. 6-2 Triton Central, just past the midway point of this first period. With it on the wing, Bogeman will bring it up top. Handing for Thomas. Pass on the wing left for Ross. Down in the high post, Larrison didn't know it was coming. It results in a loose ball. Saved by Ross, who squirts it out to Bogeman. Off the dribble, she takes and makes a three.
Give Ross credit there to keep that ball alive and pushes it out. Bogeman picks it up and steps right into a three. Waldron needed that one.
Graham backing her way in, falls down, and maintains the dribble. Terrific athletic play, but now after Graham was able to get up, ended up in the corner, trapped, and threw it off a Waldron player out of bounds. Triton inbounding baseline corner. Heath to throw. Intended for Cox, barely got the fingertips on it and made the catch. Schweitzer around the top of the key, dribbling with Garner off of her a couple of steps, and there's a deflection by Thomas in the passing lane, knocked it out of bounds.
Almost back off Heath. I don't think she tipped it, but it was close right in front of the Waldron bench.
3:05 to play, first period. Triton Central 6, Waldron 5. Heath around a ball screen from Stamper, pick and roll, keeps the ball, and banks it up and in left-handed.
She's 2 for 2, both left-handed.
6 points. 8-5 Triton Central. Quickly down to the baseline. Ross driving, put it on the floor, and Heath poked the dribble away. Heath will push on the left hand to the free throw line. Stop, pop, and score.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Heath with 8. 6 from the field, 2 free throws, and a 10-5 Triton Central lead. And that jumper, along with the turnover, leads to a timeout.
Yeah, Heath on a roll early, and that's not a good sign for Waldron. On the other end right here, Hadley Ross with a baseline jumper. She should have just taken that shot. Instead, shot fake tried to go inside. That shot was there. Ross has got to let that one go.
10-5, the Triton Central advantage. Tigers are playing for their 7th consecutive title. And, of course, have dominated this girls' field for decades now.
I was going to say decades. No doubt about that one.
Triton breaks huddle with Schweitzer, Stamper, Cox, Heath, and Graham. Waldron with possession. Garner walking it into the front court with Thomas. And number 14, Mackenzie Shaw, the 5'9 junior forward in, replacing Ross. Here's Garner below the free throw line to Shaw baseline. Bogeman, high post catch, Larrison, 15-footer, missed badly. It shaved the backboard, went straight down to the floor, picked up by Cox. Cox for Heath, dribbles down below the free throw line, then circles back out. Ball screen from Stamper. Heath on the wing, dribble drive, Schweitzer, baseline no good, tip up, Stamper good for 2. And Brian Graham will tell you, they work on the tip in, not just going to the offensive glass. Shaw, perimeter jumper. Mackenzie Shaw with the 3, much needed for the Mohawks.
Big time shot there, but on the other end, Stamper, you could tell they practiced that, very natural. Right up with the putback.
Stamper triple team, ball taken away. Thomas on the steal, driving to the other end, and she's able to convert.
Really good job to control that. As Heath went for the steal, Thomas was able to rip it through and go up with the layup.
1:24 left first period. Triton Central now with a 2-point lead at 12-10. 4 different Mohawks have scored so far. Heath feeling for points again. The top of that Waldron defense, and there's a knockaway. Bad pass by Cox. She recovers it, gives it up on the wing. Schweitzer back outside Cox, and Heath is open from 3, but she'll drive it right down the middle of the lane for 2.
Well, until they allowed Heath to go right down the lane, I thought that was one of the better half-court defensive efforts we've seen out of Waldron this year.
14-10, Waldron down 4 with the ball. Shaw driving into the paint. Stamper a half step slow. Went for the block, committed the foul.
Well, and we saw it last night. Shaw using that left hand is the reason that foul was called. If she goes up with the right hand, probably a block shot.
Personal foul, the first on Stamper. 4th on Triton. Shaw's free throw is good. Triton substitution. Stamper will go out. And Maya Harris, number 22, a 5'7 junior, checks in.
Now they go from a big lineup, Stamper out, basically 4 or 5 guards now for the Tigers.
Mackenzie Shaw good on a pair of free throws, and Jason, she averages 3.8. Yeah. Shaw off the bench with 5 in this period. 14-12, Triton Central, 34 seconds left in this first quarter. Graham dribbling up top. Will give way for Heath, and Triton with the clock at 25 may hold for 1.
Here's where they have to not allow Heath back down into the lane where she can affect so many things. They've got to get the ball out of her hand.
Bogeman at this point at the top of the key has Heath. Switching off now for Garner. Clock down to 7-6. Heath looking, feeling, driving, stopping, giving it off to Schweitzer. 15-footer may have been blocked on the way up. It goes out of bounds as time expires.
Right there, it was the perfect defensive effort. They kept Heath contained, didn't let her get deep into the lane, forced it to Schweitzer, who's not as polished of an offensive player. And Waldron gets out of the quarter without giving up 2 more right there.
End of 1, BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Triton Central 14, Waldron 12. This is the Shelby County Tournament Giant FM Sports.
Daddy's Pizza King in Shelbyville has something for everyone at reasonable prices from their delicious Pizza King Pizza. to everything else from hot wings, breadsticks, nachos, tacos, burritos, hot sandwiches, chicken tenders, soups, and more. How can you go wrong with Caddy's in Shelbyville? Open 7 days a week with specials. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Caddy's in Shelbyville is the place to go.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports and TC Sports Network coverage of the Shelby County Tournament being brought to you by MHP, official sports medicine provider for all Shelby County schools. 14-12, Triton Central by 2. Waldron will open the second period with the basketball. And one of the questions that has to come in, especially when you start talking about depth, can Waldron maintain this intensity, maintain the defensive presence for an extended period of time?
Well, the answer is they're going to have to. We'll see if they can.
Garner dribbling out front and lost control of the dribble. She and Heath dive for it at the midcourt line. And finally, Bogeman able to come out of the pack. And then Larrison nearly threw it away. Deflected by Heath and yet again recovered by Waldron.
Waldron 4 of 12 in that first quarter. 4 of 8 after the first possession that they missed four shots on.
Larrison with an entry pass that I don't know what Mackenzie Shaw would have done with it had she caught it. Knocked out of bounds. It will stay Waldron basketball. Larrison triggering, Garner on the wing, Larrison below the free throw line, had the ball poked away again, Graham on the steal, trying to outrun everybody on the dribble, wild layup is off the mark, never caught iron, and a loose ball rebound picked up by Thomas. Waldron on the push up into the front court, and they'll switch over to the left hand, give to Bogeman on the wing, a three in transition, hit the rim three times, and fell off. Triton by 2 into the front court with Heath. Shaw fell down. She's fine. Back up, and Triton will now set up in the half court. A minute into the second period, 14-12, Triton Central. Schweitzer above the arc on the left side. Graham in the corner, defended by Shaw. Out front with it is Schweitzer, and Triton now with Heath off the basketball in this half court set. She'll look to make a back door, but Bogeman had it read perfectly and stole the pass. Bogeman looking ahead to Larrison. The catch, stop, shoot, missed everything. Rebound on the weak side, picked up by Schweitzer. Triton quickly front court, but Waldron back defensively. Here's Heath up between the circles. And Heath directing some traffic and looking to give up the ball. Ryle will come take it from her. Now Graham, Heath on the wing, will take a three, miss it, rebound Nicole Garner. Here come the Mohawks. They can tie with a two or take the lead with a three. It's Bogeman. Open is Thomas for three. In and out. Rebound offensively. Shaw back to Thomas. Driving. Layup good. And a foul.
Well, Johnny, they've had threes that have gone in and out, but they've also offensive rebounded the ball very well. And this time that leads to this added possession, which in turn results in a three-point play opportunity. They've got four offensive rebounds already.
Schweitzer and Harris sit down. Stamper and Cox off the Triton Central bench. The foul a moment ago was on Harris, her first. Team's fifth. Thomas free throw gives Waldron the lead, 15-14. And now Shaw will sit down. Hadley Ross checks in for the Mohawks. Thomas with five so far. And again, the Mohawks by a point. Under six left to play first half. Kenzie Ryle looking for Stamper high post. Nothing available there. Back out for Heath. Heath over for Cox. Now Heath between the circles. Spins into the paint. Stop and go. Free throw line. Splits defenders. Wild shot off the mark. Rebound off the bounce. Ahead to Bogeman. Bounce past Thomas. And she'll be called for a travel. Waldron fans furious, and it did look awkward. I would like to see that again if I had a replay.
Yeah. I thought she just took two steps. It was the awkwardness of it that
agreed.
I think got the call.
I'm not sure she traveled.
Nope.
Triton basketball, down a point.
Each team now with five turnovers.
Is there a lot of watching by the team in green of Taylor Heath right now?
Maybe too much, yeah.
Heath dribbling and bouncing for Graham. Nearly lost the dribble. Got it back into the paint and off the glass. Lizzie Graham manufactured a bucket. 16-15. Triton Central now by one. Under five to play first half. Thomas handing perimeter left for Larrison. Larrison for Ross. Back to Larrison. Passed up on a three. Gives to Bogeman. A screen. Bogeman head fake. Back now for Larrison beyond the arc. She'll put it on the floor. Drive on Graham. Graham got a piece of it, but the ball went across the lane and a perfect catch for Hadley Ross, who lays it in.
We'll give Ross credit. Just crashing the glass. She didn't know where that was going to come off to, and it came off perfectly, and she laid it back in.
Bailey Stamper, nice catch, jump hook outside the right block. Triton regains the lead at 18-17. Thomas and Cox, a lot of contact going on. Thomas on the left-handed dribble around top of the key. Got to watch the five-second count. Now hands for Garner. Above the arc, thinking about a three, but not pulling the trigger, Larrison. Now Garner, and she'll back away from Heath on the dribble. 18-17, Triton Central past the midway point of the second period. Garner backing her way in. Lefty layup, a scoop, left it short. Heath on the rebound.
Got to have those if you're Waldron.
Good job, Waldron, back in transition defense, but they've left Cox open. A catch and shoot three, good from the left corner.
Can't leave her wide open in the corner. I don't care if it is in front of your bench. You can't do that.
21-17. Cox on the year. A 40% three-point shooter. Here is Larrison. Kick in the corner. Garner will try to answer, and she does with a three. A terrific first half. Triton Central and Waldron. 21-20. Tigers by a point. Just over 3 minutes left in this half.
Off the ball, Larrison doing a really nice job making Stamper work, if nothing else. She's not getting the ball, but Stamper's having to really work hard.
Cox between the legs, and a bump and a blocking foul going to be called on Thomas. Cox really initiated the contact.
Yeah, I think there was an initial foul on Thomas, but then the arm extended after the call was made. There was certainly some extension of Cox's arm, but after the initial contact by Thomas.
That foul on Thomas, number two, she stays in the game. Team foul number three. Heath for Triton Central between the circles with 2:49 and counting left in this first half, and it's been a fun one so far. Catching the high post, Stamper takes a look at Graham, who tries to get post position, then falls down, and a three-second call comes right after you said it.
Well, Graham fell down. I thought she was getting close before she fell down, and then falling down just helped that call become really easy. Sixth turnover now for the Tigers.
The officials, if they think and see you moving out, often will give you a chance.
And
when Graham fell down, that was the end of the count.
For sure.
2:30 to go. Here comes Waldron looking for the lead. Larrison, no three. The give to Thomas, a three on the way, and good by Lauren Thomas. Her first three, she has eight. Waldron, 23-21, and a pass by Heath. It's tough to tell from our angle, but it just went bouncing by Stamper. No catch, out of bounds.
I'm not saying it's too early to say the Tigers are in trouble. I'm not saying that, but Waldron has to keep their foot on the gas here, keep pressure. Their defense is doing great right now. They've got to just keep making shots. We're a long ways from the finish here.
Waldron basketball. Thomas driving.
Stop. And they can't do things like that.
And a scoop that came up from her knee level blocked out of bounds by Stamper. Shelby Fuel, number 23, 5'5 junior, on the floor for Waldron as Thomas inbounds and finds Bogeman. Here's Fuel up top. Ross with a back screen for Bogeman. Hand off Thomas. Now Garner out front.
They've got to get good minutes here from Fuel.
With it, Ross. Shovels it back for Garner. Tries to get a screen. Does so. Kick out for Bogeman. Three is short. Rebounded by Taylor Heath. Heath will push it up the left side. On the dribble, looking to scoop for Stamper. In the paint, layup good. The big runs the floor. The point guard finds her.
Yeah, and Stamper, after missing her first one, she's 3 for 3 since.
We are tied at 23 apiece with a minute 20 left to go in the half.
And the Mohawks need to finish this half with a positive.
Screening, Garner on the dribble. In the corner, Thomas, covered up by Jenna Cox.
And I'd be in no hurry if I'm the Mohawks.
Bogeman handing for Thomas. Quite often, if you're Waldron, not just this team, but over the years, you play behind against Triton. Right now, you're even and in the lead at times. And now I'm turning it over, though, on a pass intended for Garner as she flashed through the paint. Heath Top of the key. Stop. 17-footer. Good.
Can't give her that much room. You've got to be right up on her and hope that if she gets around you, your teammates are there to help, but you cannot be that far off, Heath.
She's averaging better than 16 a game this season at 12 right now. And Anthony Thomas, realizing just how key even this one possession could be, will take a timeout with 34 seconds left. Triton Central a 25-23 lead.
Well, one way that you're going to beat Triton Central is if you limit their opportunities. And right now, if I'm Waldron and you're able to take this all the way down and get the last shot, I'm going to do that. You don't want to pass up an easy one, but if you can work this around and get the last shot, miss or make, you go into the locker room in much better shape than if you force something up and Triton gets down and gets another basket.
Don't forget, boys championship tonight. Triton Central will host Morristown, and our coverage will begin at 6:30. Waldron with possession, and the official putting the ball on the court, Garner will run over and get it inbounded. And Coach Thomas not happy. He thought the official's reaction too quick. Garner with 25, now Bogeman, and the weave up top with Thomas.
They've got to be strong here, though, with the ball.
Clock at 18. High post catch, Larrison. Head fake, no shot, covered up by Stamper. First half clock at 12. Top of the key, out near center circle, Thomas.
Now get going.
On the wing, catch free throw line, no shot. Garner will get a three-point look and miss it. Rebound comes out long, and Triton Central nearly fought over it and dropped it, but time expired as that was going on.
And that's okay. If that goes in, great. It doesn't. You're only down two.
We are at the half on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Triton Central, 25. Waldron, 23. This is the Shelby County Tournament. Giant FM Sports and the TC Sports Network.
We know that life is different right now, and we are here with you every step of the way, from routine care to life-saving emergencies, because your health needs don't stop during a pandemic. At Major Health Partners, your safety is our top priority. Physical distancing, mandatory masks, and enhanced disinfection efforts are in place. These are just some of the many ways we are keeping you safe. Don't delay your health care needs. Schedule an appointment today. Call 317-392-DOCS or visit us at mymhp.org. Major Health Partners, improving health in our community.
A breaded tenderloin sandwich is one of Indiana's most popular sandwiches. And in Shelbyville, you'll find the best tenderloin at BP's Dock Shop. That's right, you'll find the number one best rated tenderloin in Shelbyville at BP's Dock Shop, 326 East Broadway. If you're looking for a quick bite to eat at lunch or an afternoon snack, stop in at BP's Dock Shop for a great tasting tenderloin or try their Chester's Chicken menu. They also offer convenient snack items, fountain drinks, and fresh brewed coffee. If you haven't tried a tenderloin from BP's Dock Shop, you, my friend, are missing out on the real deal.
With over 45 years in the heavy construction industry, Beatty Construction has done it all. From designing and building bridges, providing deep foundations, or pedestrian trail system, Beatty Construction has done it. No matter the size of the project or client, Beatty's Construction's commitment to excellence never changes. Beatty's pride in workmanship, critical thinking, and dedication to safety creates an award-winning package for your next project. Good luck to all the athletes in this year's county basketball tournament from Beatty Construction.
CGS. Serving Central Indiana from Morristown for over half a century. CGS for collection of trash and recycling. For home, business, and industry. CGS for residential, commercial, and municipal landfill services. CGS for a variety of quarried stone and gravel. Serving Central Indiana for over 50 years. CGS. In Morristown, call for service 765-763-6258.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Johnny McCrory, Jason Parker. We are at halftime of the Triton Central Waldron Shelby County Girls Championship game, and it's a good one. Triton Central 25, Waldron 23 at the break.
It's interesting. It's a good one, and it's interesting right now as we go to the halftime with a two-point Triton Central lead. Waldron has to come out with that same intensity. And knocking down a few more shots won't hurt.
Triton Central led by Taylor Heath. She has 12, 8 points by Bailey Stamper, 3-point field goal from Jenna Cox, and Lizzie Graham with just one field goal in the first half. She has 2. Triton Central, 4 of 4 at the free throw line. For the Waldron Mohawks, they're led by Lindsay Thomas with 8, or Lauren Thomas with 8. 5 points from Mackenzie Shaw, 3 by Megan Bogeman, 3 as well from Nicole Garner, and 2 points apiece from Hadley Ross and Bella Larrison. Waldron has converted all 3 of their free throw attempts. Triton Central with a 2-point lead at the end of 1, 14-12, and still up by 2 at 25-23.
Halftime numbers for the Mohawks, 35% from the field, 8 of 23. 4 of those 8 three-pointers, 31%, 4 of 13. 9 rebounds, 5 offensive, 4 assists, and 6 first-half turnovers for the Mohawks. Triton Central, 56% from the field, 10 of 18. Must mention the two seniors that normally you look to in these kind of a game, Stamper and Heath, 8 of 11 from the field. So a good start for the two upperclassmen. 1 of 2 for the Tigers behind the line. The lone 3 made in the corner by Jenna Cox. 3 assists and uncharacteristically 7 Tiger turnovers in that first half. Individual leaders for the Mohawks, Hadley Ross with 3 in the rebounding column, including a big offensive rebound putback. Lauren Thomas with 2, both of hers offensive. Thomas and Larrison each with 2 assists to lead in that column at the half. For Triton Central, rebounding pretty spread out. Heath with 2, Stamper with 2, Kenzie Ryle with 2, and off the bench, it's Schweitzer with 2. And in the assist column, Taylor Heath leads that column with 2 at the half.
Waldron averages just under 4 three-point makes a game. They have 4 in this first half.
Yeah, and I think they're going to need at least that or a couple more in the second half to knock off the Tigers here today.
Halftime, County Girls Championship, Triton Central by 2, 25-23 on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports, and the TC Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Blake Salmon from Salmon Brothers. You may know we're the one dealer in Shelbyville to offer 7 great brands all at one dealership. But did you know we're also the first place you should bring your vehicle for auto repair and body work? For complete service, call 392-2636 to schedule your next appointment. For your next Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, service, body shop, and parts all in downtown Shelbyville. SalmonBrothers.com. Why go anywhere else?
When you go out to eat, make your meal a memorable occasion. At Copper Kettle in Morristown, your meal, not just the food, but the atmosphere of fine dining, trusted experience, and quality service. You'll enjoy dining in Copper Kettle's beautifully decorated Victorian home. Food served family style, from steak to seafood to pan-fried chicken. Copper Kettle's menu, second to none. Convenient carry-out option is available as well. Copper Kettle, open daily, Tuesday through Saturday.
Morristown Pharmacy is dedicated to the well-being of your family and the well-being of the community. Morristown Pharmacy is the second telepharmacy in Indiana. A full-service pharmacy ran by a technician, and all contact with a pharmacist is through video chat. Experience the convenience of a local pharmacy in Morristown, accepting all major insurance with very competitive prices and short wait times. Expect only the best. Morristown Pharmacy.
Say goodbye to your bank and hello to the credit union difference at Harvester Financial Credit Union. You're more than a dollar sign. You're a member owner. They take an individualized approach in finding solutions for their members because they know that everyone's needs are different. Their knowledgeable staff will work to help you achieve goals like purchasing a car, planning a budget, or consolidating debt. They are conveniently located at 2507 Progress Parkway in Shelbyville, Indiana, and ready to help with all of your financial needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is High School Basketball on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, halftime at Triton Central. Host Tigers 25, Waldron 23 here at the break. Boys basketball Friday night scoreboard, of course, our Shelby County semifinals with Morristown and Triton Central advancing. Some other really good matchups that appear to have lived up to that billing last night. New Palestine playing at Delta for the Hoosier Heritage Conference lead. Delta by one, 52-51.
Yeah, a lot of close games last night.
Also last night in the HHC, Mount Vernon had to hold on to beat Greenfield Central 57-52, and it would appear, number one, Mount Vernon, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
Greenfield Central, maybe surprisingly, is going to continue to be good.
Yeah, I think that tells me a lot about Greenfield Central, that they're able to go up there and hang with Mount Vernon.
In the EIAC, Connersville in overtime wins at Greensburg and get the score, 49-42, and they played extra basketball.
I was going to say it's something in the 30s, and I didn't give Connersville much chance last night, and that's a surprise to me, but that's a big win for Kerry Brown.
On the boys' slate tonight, Shelbyville, what can they show after a week off, recovered to win against Yorktown in conference play, and now going in to play a Greensburg team that's probably in a very bad mood?
Yeah, that's a terrible outcome for Shelbyville to have that happen. But, you know, the Bears will be ready. Coach Hartnett's done a great job, and they'll play and compete as well as they can.
Also tonight, New Pal hosting a winless Southport team. Newcastle will make the road trip down to Connersville. And in girls basketball, Shelbyville playing at Yorktown in conference play. Eastern Hancock girls at Union County. And saying the words Eastern Hancock makes me think, since we're here at Triton Central, about that upcoming girls sectional that basically should just have the Tigers and the Royals get together and play a championship game.
Well, Eastern Hancock, you know, they're a young team, and they think by the time sectional comes, they'll have something for the Tigers. We'll see. We hear that a lot. We hear that every year from different teams, and we'll see. I'm sure as long as the draw works out, I don't think it matters really how the draw works out. Those two teams will meet at some point. You just hope it's in a championship game.
Triton Central beat Cecina, one of the other four teams, yes, only four teams in the field, by about 50 during conference play, and Irvington is yet to win a game, and I say this with all seriousness, you don't even know if Irvington will have a team come postseason time. It's happened before.
Yep.
Triton Central on the floor, Waldron about to break. Huddle, two-point game. What needs to happen, number one, for Waldron to stay in and have an opportunity?
I think the first 3 minutes here out of the halftime break are very, very important for Waldron. They've got to come out and get the lead, and I think with four or five minutes to go in the third, they need to have the lead or be tied and keep this momentum going. They need to make some shots here early.
Taylor Heath with the ball off the midcourt inbound, and we are underway, third period. In the corner, wide open look, Lizzie Graham, and missed everything. Rebounded on the weak side, taken by Waldron's Megan Bogeman. Into the front court, Thomas. Pass cross court, catch Hadley Ross, 18-footer, rims out, Taylor Heath on the board. Tigers with the push, Waldron back defensively, but Heath will stop at the free throw line and just miss on the jumper, run in and steal the offensive rebound. Into the post, Stamper, banging low, probably got away with a walk. She hit Larrison, Larrison fell back, and there was nothing to lean on. Shot no good.
Yeah, I think Stamper hurt herself there by knocking Larrison out of the way. It knocked her off balance, and she wasn't able to finish.
Garner below the free throw line, runner off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Heath. She'll push it front court. Heath below the free throw line, stop and go. And Brian Humphrey, the trail official, says he saw the carry or the palming of the basketball. It'll be a turnover.
Good call, but a tough call. And Garner down on the other end, those are shots that Waldron has got to make. She got deep into the lane.
Thomas for Larrison. Hand off, Thomas. Now handing for Garner. Garner to a wide open Ross. At the free throw line, Larrison turns, shoots, and scores. Larrison has four, coming off the 15-point performance in the Thursday semifinal. Tied at 25, early going third period. Stamper trying to post and had to hop out of bounds to save a pass. Throws it for Ryle. Heath, Cox left wing. Waldron doing a good job getting two potential shooters on the wing. Here is Ryle's step back, nice bounce pass, and the English got it to Heath, who missed the shot. Heath the rebound, throws it out to Cox. Her three is missed. Rebound Larrison. Larrison ahead for Thomas. Look at ahead. Bogeman ahead of the pack. A catch and could not finish on the layup. Rebound lost out of bounds. Heath had it in her hands. And if there's no foul, it probably does need to be Waldron ball, and it will be.
Again, though, Bogeman's got to make that shot if Waldron's going to win this game.
Triton Central substitution. Stamper will exit. And Brooklyn Bailey, 5'10 freshman, will come in. And I'm not sure Stamper's feeling well as she exits. Inbounding Waldron. Tough catch, Bogeman. Back to Thomas, left wing. We've played 2 minutes of the third quarter. Game tied at 25. Bogeman, long-range three. Short. Rebound tipped into Bogeman's hands in the paint. A left-handed finish. Out of the Taylor Heath book, Bogeman a finish with the left. And Waldron again on top, 27-25. Brooklyn Bailey. There's going to be several years of enjoyable basketball watching her in the post. A catch, immediate turn on the left shoulder, and fouled going to the rim.
For us, maybe, not opposing coaches. She's a very skilled inside player, only a freshman.
Second foul on Bella Larrison. At the free throw line, Bailey missed the first. One more coming.
She's a JV basketball player, Johnny. That's the scary part for JV coaches, having to deal with that.
Second free throw, touched about every part of the iron and fell through. 27-26, Waldron, 5:28 left to play third period. Thomas receiving a handoff, giving it baseline for Ross. Ross finds Thomas on an awkward bounce pass. It's Thomas into the paint. Bailey trying to recover defensively commits the foul.
Well, Thomas, good job taking it there, getting it out into her left hand and creating some contact. And Bailey with her first foul. Bogeman, I think, needs to do a little bit more moving around. She's standing too much as the three-point shooter. She's got to move, go side to side, and make her defender lose her if possible.
Lauren Thomas, 67% free throw shooter, has taken more free throws than any of her teammates so far.
Well, we're getting to that three-minute mark of this third quarter, and Waldron has done exactly what I thought they needed to do to keep that first half momentum going.
Second free throw, good as well. Thomas in double figures with 10. 29-26, the Waldron lead. And we are just about 3 minutes into the third period. Catch in the right corner by Graham. It's been a quiet night offensively for Graham. Just 2 points. Heath, top of the key catch to the right of it with Cox. Guarded there by Bogeman. Bailey trying to post. One-on-one with Mackenzie Shaw into the game. Left-handed scoop will not go. A little too hard off the glass in front rim. Rebounded away by Larrison. Into the front court. A three in transition by Shaw is short. On the bounce, Cox finds that board in the corner. Jenna Cox on the push on the right hand. Right wing catch for Ryle. And her bounce pass kicked away.
Shaw made that shot in the first half. So you are okay with that to a degree, but not the shot. I don't think Waldron wants moving forward. Too quick.
Heath between the circles out front. Checked by Garner. Gives it off for Cox. Bailey above top of the key. Right side, Heath. Heath for Graham. She'll try a three. In and out. Rebound fought for. Bailey comes away with it. In traffic. Ball ripped away and stolen by Garner. Garner, long look ahead, Thomas, across the paint, Larrison, layup good.
Well, excellent job by Larrison keeping that ball up and in her left hand to finish against the bigger Bailey.
Regardless of how the game finishes, and right now with a timeout on the floor, Waldron by five at the midway point of the third. Anthony Thomas said, I just want us to get over the Triton Central mental hurdle.
Yep.
Well, that, for one day anyway, has been accomplished.
I think so. I think it's safe to say that they are over that today, and they are competing, and it's fun to watch, to be quite honest.
6-1 start for Waldron here in the period.
That's big. Halfway through the third now.
Check that. 8-1 to lead by five. High school basketball, Giant FM Sports. It's being brought to you by Cagney's Pizza King. Wide variety of menu choices. And great prices, Cagney's in Shelbyville. And Shelby Materials, more than a supplier, a concrete partner. Levy shaking your head a little bit, especially after what we saw back on December 4th.
Yeah, it does, no doubt about it. But, you know, that's why you play in the East County tournaments. They can provide a lot of theater, and we're seeing it right now. And Long way to go, though. A lot can happen quickly, especially with a player like Heath with the ball right now.
She'll bring it front court for Triton Central, playing with a five-point deficit. Midway point, past it now in the third. Larrison defending down low. Heath trying to drive on Garner. And Garner, good job keeping her in front. Now Heath gets by, but the second defender got there just a little bit too late, and a blocking foul called.
That's okay. Shaw was there, and what Shaw's defensive help side provided was saving a layup by Taylor Heath, so making her earn it at the line is not a bad thing.
31-26 Mohawks with Heath shooting two and making the first. Heath with 13 points, three out of three at the line. Second shot is good. Heath has 14. 31-28. Mohawk lead at three. Bogeman front court. Lobbing ahead to Larrison. Getting it back and taking and making a three.
I said, whoa, and she knocked it down.
Was that whoa surprise or whoa don't take that three?
Both.
Because it was a bit of a surprise. Here's Graham for Triton Central. Blocked on the way up, a two-handed block. Falling away was Graham, and an awkward shot, and Larrison shoved it down to the floor. Triton recovered the loose ball.
Great, great defense by Larrison there. Textbook.
6-point lead for Waldron, hitting the 3-minute mark in this third period. Graham, right now Triton discombobulated in the half-court set.
You got to remember, outside of Heath, this is a young Tiger team on the floor.
Heath, a fall away, left hand, and missed everything by 6 feet. Rebound Larrison. Gardner pressing the issue all the way to the rim. Gardner the finish, and now it's Waldron with an 8-point lead, 36-28.
And the confidence is only going to continue to grow, and the nervous energy for Triton, you can see it. Cox not comfortable with the ball. They're going to start to feel and maybe panic a little bit as we get later in this game.
Heath outside Graham. Left side catch for Ryle. Tigers need a bucket and something to settle them down. Maya Harris in the game passed up on an attempt at a three. Here's Ryle, top of the key, covered up by Garner.
Triton does not look comfortable right now outside of Heath.
Ryle holding right wing.
Wow.
And basically didn't go anywhere, Kenzie Ryle, but she traveled.
I think Coach Graham needs a timeout. He gets Stamper and Schweitzer back in, which is fine, but this team's rattled right now, you can tell.
Harris will leave and Ryle will leave. And the Mohawks are looking for a double-digit lead this trip.
Crazy.
Waldron lost by 25 on their home floor when they saw Triton, and now they lead by 10. Bella Larrison with a catch on the right free throw line. She has 6 of her 8 in the period. Triton down low. Bailey Stamper, a jump hook for 2 that goes, and a foul call as well.
I think that call was anticipated there. He had that whistle blown before the shot was even going up.
Stamper, good on the bucket, and a key foul for Waldron. Although we're late in the third, it is foul number 3 on Bella Larrison. Free throw, 3-point play. Stamper can't convert. Rebound, knocked to the floor by Larrison, picked up by Shaw. Waldron, 38. Triton Central, 30. Dangerous pass lofted to the sideline, but caught by Larrison. Here is Bogeman. High post catch, Larrison. Head fake outside Thomas.
Oh, Bogeman, you got to be ready to shoot that one.
Garner holding to the left of the key. Free throw line, Larrison. 15-footer good.
I told you, get Larrison on the top of the key there, and she's made her last 4.
Waldron 40, Triton Central 30. Down low, Stamper going to work.
There
too hard over the wrong side of the rim. Banked it. And rebounded by Waldron.
If Stamper catches it, just play solid D like you did right there. If she makes it, she makes it. Don't foul her like last time.
Bogeman holding left wing as we go under a minute in the third. And the Mohawks, will they, if they can, take this down for one final shot?
I would. I certainly would.
Garner being checked by Heath. Handoff, Bogeman. And now Thomas. Third quarter clock at 36. Waldron, 10-point lead. Coming into the high post, Garner. Back outside, Bogeman. And the clock at 28. Larrison, Shaw, and a game of keep away for the moment by the Mohawks. Thomas on the dribble, picking it up. Now Bogeman, clock at 15. Between the circles at the volleyball line is Bogeman with 12. Picked up the dribble, finds Larrison. Back to Bogeman. Now Larrison putting it on the floor. Runner blocked. Rebound hit Larrison. Recovered by Gardner. Baseline. Larrison a three. It counts if it goes. It's well short and off the mark. We go to the fourth of an improbable girls' county championship. Waldron 40. Triton Central 30. You're listening to high school basketball, Giant FM Sports, and the TC Sports Network.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
A 17-5 third period for the Waldron Mohawks has staked them to a 10-point lead over Triton Central. As we go to the fourth here in the Shelby County Girls Championship, Waldron 40, Triton Central 30. Jason Parker, Waldron opens the period with the basketball.
They have the ball, and they shot 50%, 7 of 14 from the field in that third quarter. Triton, on the other hand, 1 of 11. Bailey Stamper with their lone field goal.
Thomas handing for Larrison. Larrison dribbling on the perimeter into the hands of Bogeman, and the weave continues out front. Here comes Larrison. Good aggressive catch at the free throw line.
And that's what I wrote down at the end of the third. Waldron has to be tough with the ball. Pressure's going to be picked up defensively. The Mohawks cannot turn it over at a high number here in the fourth.
Bogeman needs help after picking up the dribble, finds Larrison. Now Bogeman, and the Mohawks have worked about 35 seconds off the clock.
Stay aggressive offensively.
Thomas, spin move, ball knocked loose by Cox, recovered by Thomas. Cox hits the floor, down to the baseline it goes with Garner. Double team, falls down, and deflection off Triton. It'll be Waldron ball.
The Mohawks were in this same position against Jack Sundell last year in a sectional championship game, and I thought they really let that game slip away. They need to stay aggressive here and keep playing, keep looking to score.
Bogeman for Hadley Ross. Now Thomas with it up front. 7 minutes left in the fourth, and another poke away. Those long arms of Cox, and she took the dribble and tapped it out of bounds.
1 minute has gone off the clock. The game has shortened for sure.
Thomas inbounding. Bogeman has it. And now Thomas in the center circle. Ball screen going away from it is Thomas. Now around it on the left-handed dribble. Double team by Heath. Ball knocked loose. Picked up by Cox. Shuffled ahead to Heath. Layup good. And Triton Central, they will backdoor you and look for that steal. Heath with her first field goal of the second half. She has 16. 40-32, and as a one-on-one battle between Heath and Gardner comes into the front court, a blocking foul called on Taylor Heath.
Only team foul number two. No real foul trouble for anybody right now. Only five total fouls in the second half.
Second personal on Heath. And Jenna Cox, ooh, shaken up, will exit the ball game. Kenzie Ryle replacing her.
And that's big. Not only offensively, not as much offensively, but certainly defensively. Ryle, not quite the player Cox is defensively.
Cox goes right down to the end of the bench. Trainer meets her there. And now Waldron trying to get it inbounded. And hold on. We're going to have the officials talk this over. A five-second call was made, but the official nearest the Waldron bench had awarded a timeout, and the timeout, and no complaint from Brian Graham, will be awarded.
Well, Garner right there, just I don't think she saw Thomas out of her left side. She was wide open. At some point, you got to abandon the play and just get the ball in.
A big third period by Waldron. They opened this fourth with a 10-point lead. It currently stands at 8.
And we've seen so far the strategy out of that third quarter. It looks like Waldron wants to kind of take the air out of the ball, work it around. But I think they've got to stay aggressive. They're going to see some Triton overplay. There's some backdoor opportunities, and there's some penetration opportunities available. Waldron has to keep aggressive mindset offensively, or else Triton will get back in this game quickly.
And Triton must continue to ramp up pressure. They can't afford to lay back now defensively.
No they can't. And you might see a little bit different lineup. Schweitzer, she's in. Okay, I was going to say, you might see a little bit quicker lineup come in now for Triton.
Schweitzer checking in, joining Stamper back on the floor. Heath, Ryle, and Graham defensively for Triton Central. Bogeman for Waldron inbounding sideline with Thomas, Larrison, Ross, and Gardner. And Larrison, the one who breaks free and catches. A lot of time left. 6.5 minutes. Bogeman, left-handed dribble toward the baseline, lost the ball, shoveled it to Ross. In the paint, Larrison, up and under move, no shot available. Back out now for Garner. Schweitzer picking up on Garner. Here's Larrison above the free throw line, now above the arc. She'll give to Thomas. A catch for Garner, and she'll back it up on the dribble. 6 minutes left to go fourth period. Waldron 40, Triton Central 32. And now Bogeman again nearly lost the dribble, falls down, in fact, and shovels it to Garner. Baseline Ross, jumper short, rebound Ryle, throws ahead for Heath. Heath, it's 1-on-4, stop and go, baseline, and stepped out of bounds and lost the ball. And Heath tried to take on too many blue jerseys that time. Ross will come out, Mackenzie Shaw into the game for Waldron. Full court pressure provided by Triton Central. Inbounded for Garner. Over to Larrison. Still in the backcourt with Thomas. Back to Larrison. She'll cross the timeline. 5.5 left to be played in the fourth. Waldron looking to build on an 8-point lead. Garner in the paint. Outside Shaw. Now Thomas. Garner left wing. Skip pass. Open is Thomas. Passed up an 18-footer. Beautiful bounce pass. Larrison on the finish.
Great decision that time. Thomas, Larrison, right in position and didn't take her eye off of it. A lot of times you see players go ahead and look for the rebound when Thomas was almost into her shot.
Larrison has 10 of her 12 in this second half. Down low, Bailey Stamper. And when she catches that low,
yep,
you're not going to block a shot. You're rarely going to get a strip unless the defender comes from behind. Shot is missed, but contact. And it will be a trip to the line, and it will be a trip out of the game for Bella Larrison on foul number 4.
Yeah, Shaw defensively has to keep trying to move Stamper off her spot. If Stamper catches it that low, there's not much you can do. Shaw has to do her work prior to Stamper ever getting the ball.
Shaw down low rebounding. Ross has interior position. Stamper, a good free throw shooter, made the first, did not make the second. Rebound, Hadley Ross. And Waldron now with a 9-point lead, and we've played 3 minutes of the fourth period as Garner crosses the timeline, ends up losing the ball. They scramble. Ryle dives, ties it up. Period as Garner crosses the timeline, ends up losing the ball. They scramble. Ryle dives, ties it up. Possession arrow goes over to Triton Central.
Unforced error for the Mohawks. They can't have many more of those.
Lizzie Graham will exit, Maya Harris replacing her for Triton Central. Triton still down by 9. They trailed by 10 at the quarter break. Top of the key, Ryle. Now for Heath. Stamper, about 15 feet out. Jump hook is good.
Well, great individual play by Stamper, but great individual defense by Ross as well.
Pressure backcourt, Shaw, dangerous cross-court pass right at the timeline, caught by Garner. Garner for Thomas. Heath falls down, recovers, and now the double team chasing Thomas. Here is Garner. 4:20 left to go in the fourth. 42-35, and throwing it away is Bogeman.
And that, they're just not strong with the ball. They've got to be strong with the ball.
Ryle into the front court. Triton down by 7 with 4:09 to play. Down low, Stamper, layup good, and a foul. She'll go to the line looking for a 3-point play.
Well, Waldron's going to have to change something here. They're going to have to drop and double down when Stamper gets it, force her to get rid of it, or she'll bring him back in it single-handedly.
The foul call on Waldron's Mackenzie Shaw, her second, team's fifth. Free throw, good.
Big moment here in this game. If Waldron is going to win this game, they've got to pick their offense up and take care of the ball.
Stamper has 6 points in the period. Waldron with the ball into the front court. Midway point in the fourth. Mohawks still up, but now by only 4. Bogeman and Ryle with a reach around, kind of a chippy, but a foul call on Ryle. Team foul number 3 on Triton Central.
Triton
substitutions. Good news is Jenna Cox, who appeared to be shaken up earlier, back into the ballgame. Schweitzer and Harris will come out. And Graham also on the floor for Triton. Garner, guarded closely by Cox. Lobs it for Thomas. Here's Shaw. Back outside Thomas, volleyball line. Bogeman to the left. A catch for Ross. She'll drive it and blocked on the way up. And I thought maybe it came down off Ross. Apparently not. Off the block, out of bounds. Ross will exit. Credit Stamper with the defense. And coming into the game will be Larrison playing with four fouls. She'll inbound for Garner. Garner outside Bogeman. And Ryle defending very closely right now on Bogeman. A handoff for Garner. Double team. Ball on the floor. Out of bounds. Garner last to touch it. And the Mohawks now, oftentimes when they try that weave or the handoff, immediately it's a dribble. Instead of a stop, gather yourself and look. Stamper looking to post. And Triton Central, they've made headway by going low to Bailey Stamper. 42-38 Waldron. Heath in the corner. Graham for three. Yes. Her first three. She has five. We have a one-point game. 42-41 Mohawks. Under 3 minutes now. Left to go in the fourth. Thomas on the left-handed dribble. Throws it right into the hands of Kenzie Ryle. And then Ryle into the front court. Ball stripped away by Garner. Picked up by Bogeman. Bogeman a one-on-three. Bogeman falls down yet again on the dribble. It's taken by a dive by Heath.
Johnny, and he called official, that jump ball before, really.
There was no held ball before that whistle. But it will be a held ball. It'll be Waldron ball on the arrow.
Waldron needs a basket in the worst way.
They need to get a shot attempt in the worst way. Here is Larrison above the top of the key. Thomas right wing. One-point game, 42-41, Waldron with 2.5 to go. In the post, Larrison fake into the paint, come back to the baseline, and Graham got hands on top of the ball, held ball to call, possession arrow, Triton Central. And now, here come the Tigers, once down by 10, playing for the lead. In the corner, Graham. In the post, intended for Stamper and overthrown by a wide margin. Thomas into the front court on the dribble. A lot of reaching and grabbing, and eventually a foul call on Kenzie Ryle.
Foul call the Tigers, number 23, Kenzie Ryle.
It's Ryle's second. Team foul 4. Ryle will come out of the game. Schweitzer will check in. And a full timeout taken by Waldron. 2:08 left to go. If you're Anthony Thomas and your team has meandered its way through a fourth quarter half court setting, east and west, never north south, how do you change direction and go to the bucket now?
Well, a lot of it has had to do with Triton Central increasing their intensity defensively, but I think you got to get back to getting the ball to Larrison in the top of the key, working through that. And really, it's just a matter of taking care of the ball. And when you have a step on your defender, you've got to go. You've got to be aggressive going to the rim. Good things are going to happen if they can just get to the rim. And Bogeman, again, I said it earlier, she's standing around a lot. She's got to be moving. Make her defender work. And she'll find an opening. But right now, she's standing around too much.
Waldron, with 2:08 to go, has seen a 10-point lead. Quickly, after maintaining it for a good portion of the period, go away. Now up by just a single point.
Well, I think the Waldron has to keep the lead right here. If Triton gets the lead, it's ball game. Waldron has to make a basket to keep this lead.
Thomas a catch in the backcourt. Bouncing for Shaw in the corner. Thomas will drive by a defender, give for Larrison. Garner, top of the key, 1:55 to play. Waldron trying to build on a one-point lead. Outside with it is Shaw. Dribbling Garner, overplayed on the right hand by Heath and being chased all over. Now Thomas with Cox on her and a bump and a foul. Jenna Cox.
I mean, you got to call that. That's a good call. But the problem with the Waldron ball handlers right now is not many of them are strong to their left, and Triton knows that, and it's easy to take away your right when you can't go left. Fuel checks in.
Team foul number five as Garner will leave and Fuel in for her. And the official gave the ball to Bogeman to inbound. I'm not sure what the exchange was, but the official, Brian Humphrey, saying, my bad, and now Waldron will inbound the ball. Here is Bogeman high on the left wing. 1:35 to go. Waldron 42, Triton Central 41. Larrison free throw line covered up by Graham. Who in a blue jersey might get a shot? Not this trip. Shaw stopped on the dribble. Thought Thomas was going to zig. She zagged, and the pass went bouncing out of bounds.
Again, Waldron has to hold on to this lead here. They cannot give up a basket right here.
Triton again, an opportunity at the lead, down a single point. Heath, right side, open look for three. It's Graham, yes.
And the attention that Stamper has gotten has been the reason Graham was wide open two times in the corner.
Triton the lead, 44-42. Nope. Garner throws it away.
Too late.
Intended for Shaw, but standing right there was Stamper on the catch. And now Triton the one talking about spreading the floor, and they've got Taylor Heath to help them do it. Two-point lead, Triton Central, looking for a seventh consecutive county title. Team foul number six on Waldron as Bogeman picks it up.
And, Johnny, this is a mirror image of that sectional championship game last year for the Mohawks.
Agreed. Inbounding Jenna Cox barely with a catch at the mid-court line, and she looked right down at that line and realized where she was, and so did her head coach, who called a timeout.
The possession of the game coming up here.
Which is better if you're Waldron? Foul now. Make this a longer game now with only 43 seconds, or defend for a while and see what you can do.
Yeah, I would defend for a while. I would expect Triton here, out of a timeout, to look aggressively to try to get the ball down to Stamper. And like I said, the reason Graham has been wide open in the corner the last two times is because Waldron's been doubling Stamper before she even has the ball, and that's allowed Graham to stand wide open. So, yeah, I'd let a couple of passes go here, try to get a steal, and if not, you do have to start fouling, because with Heath, she can dribble this thing out herself.
Heath in the backcourt lobs ahead to Schweitzer, and she travels. Schweitzer didn't have the double team coming, but saw it and tried to step between it without the dribble.
She hops. She just took a hop, and that's just a young player making a bad mistake there.
So now the Mohawks with an opportunity. Under 30 seconds left, trailing Triton Central by two. Tigers defensively have kept Waldron from even getting shots, and Thomas passed up a three, drives to the rim, and fell down. Stamper took the ball away as she was falling, and a foul call. Thomas goes to the line.
Well, bad call, but Lauren's got to let that three go. She was wide open, and we may say differently if she hits these two free throws, but I'd like to see Thomas let that three go.
19.5 on the clock with Thomas, who is 3 of 3 at the line. Missed the first. Waldron has 2 points, and they came early in this fourth period. Kinsey Ryle back in. Schweitzer will come out. 19.5 left to go, and Thomas with a free throw here, trying to cut it down to one.
And Larrison's got to be careful here if the ball comes off not to pick up a fifth.
Second free throw good. It's a one-point game. Triton Central must come length of the court against Waldron pressure, and a ball nearly knocked loose from Graham. She weaves her way through the defense on the dribble and gets into the front court. Waldron finally catches up and gives the foul with 12.4.
I'm telling you, all the ball handling individual workouts that Lizzie Graham does came into play right there, because what she was able to do to get that ball up the floor against pressure was pretty impressive.
Graham, a 79% free throw shooter, makes the front end of the 1-1. And after a very quiet day for Graham, she's had a very loud fourth period. Second free throw. is around and off. It's a two-point game with 12.2 left to go. And Waldron, before getting to three-quarter court, has a timeout from the bench with 10.4 seconds. Waldron can play for the tie or play for the win. What's your option right now if you do have the choice of a two or a three?
Well, instinctively, I say get it to the rim as fast as you can. But with Stamper down there and the fact that it's in the official's head that they probably just blew a call, they're going to be less likely to blow the whistle on a quick foul. So,
Waldron,
I think they're just going to have to try to get the ball in a good position. First of all, don't turn it over. And if they can get into the lane and they don't have something, their shooters have got to be ready on the outside. Bogeman's got to do a good job of shedding her defender and finding an open spot to spot up with.
Boys championship tonight. Coverage beginning at 6:30. Trenton Central and Morristown for that game coming up this evening.
Well, if you're Waldron, you're kind of where you wanted to be to start today. You're going to have a shot to win the county tourney. But ultimately, if they lose, they're going to be disappointed because they had a 10-point lead into this fourth quarter.
Inbounding from three-quarter court, Waldron. They need a two to tie, three to win with 10 seconds.
Don't wait too long here.
Thomas across the timeline, guarded by Heath. Ball screen comes. Thomas around it. Throws for Bogeman. Tough catch. Larrison with two. One. Bogeman from the volleyball line. It ends up well short, and Triton Central survives. Our final on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Championship, Triton Central, 45-43. Coming up, the Cagney's Pizza King postgame on Giant FM Sports.
We know that life is different right now, and we are here with you every step of the way, from routine care to life-saving emergencies, because your health needs don't stop during a pandemic. A major health partner is your safety is our top priority. Physical distancing, mandatory mask, and enhanced disinfection efforts are in place. These are just some of the many ways we are keeping you safe. Don't delay your healthcare needs. Schedule an appointment today. Call 317-392-DOCS or visit us at mymhp.org. Major health partners, improving health in our community.
Hey fellas, you know what you look like? You look like a rookie, maybe second string, or yeah, maybe even the water boy. I really don't know. I'm just a man on the radio. But what I do know is it's time for you to look like a champion. Man up. Head to Chad's Barbershop, an old-fashioned barbershop with new school flavor, offering beard taming, hot towel shaves, designs, lineups, and new convenient snack machines. Man, it's good to be a man. Chad's Barbershop, 5554 Madison Avenue, Indianapolis. Online at chadsbarbershop.co.
When you go out to eat, make your meal a memorable occasion. At Copper Kettle in Morristown, your meal, not just the food, but the atmosphere of fine dining, trusted experience, and quality service. You'll enjoy dining in Copper Kettle's beautifully decorated Victorian home. Food served family style, from steak to seafood to pan-fried chicken. Copper Kettle's menu, second to none. Convenient carry-out option is available as well. Copper Kettle, open daily, Tuesday through Saturday.
Say goodbye to your bank and hello to the credit union difference at Harvester Financial Credit Union. You're more than a dollar sign. You're a member owner. They take an individualized approach in finding solutions for their members because they know that everyone's needs are different. Their knowledgeable staff will work to help you achieve goals like purchasing a car, planning a budget, or consolidating debt. They are conveniently located at 2507 Progress Parkway in Shelbyville, Indiana, and ready to help with all of your financial needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
See Todd or Craig Larkey for all your insurance needs. Larkey Insurance. Serving Shelby County since 1954.
CGS. Serving Central Indiana from Morristown for over half a century. CGS for collection of trash and recycling for home, business, and industry. CGS for residential, commercial, and municipal landfill services. CGS for a variety of quarried stone and gravel. Serving Central Indiana for over 50 years. CGS. In Morristown, call for service 765-763-6258.
More than ever before, the success of this school year depends on teamwork.
And that means all of us, students, parents, teachers, school administrators, and people like you. We've got to be all in, go all out, do all we can all year long to make sure high school students in our communities have a great year.
And that includes following virus protocols and getting a flu shot. Let's trust each other, believe in each other, and get it done. I'm Chris Kaufman, Assistant Commissioner of the IHSAA.
And I'm Commissioner Paul Neidig. Thank you for supporting the high schools and our communities.
This is cooperation. This is collaboration. This is unity. This is what high school sports in Indiana are all about. This is your IHSAA.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Cagney's Pizza King with our post-game report. I'm Jody McCrory. He's Jason Parker. Giant FM Sports and via the TC Sports Network. We saw one that'll be remembered for a while. For some fondly, for others, not so much. 45-43 the final. Triton Central wins the county championship. Number one, it did not come as easy as the first time they played Waldron. Second, if you're Waldron, a 10-point lead opening the period, and one that stayed at 8-9 until midway through goes by the boards.
Yeah, give Triton Central credit. They came back. They did what they had to do. They utilized their strengths, which were Stamper and Heath. And then that turned into having more open shooters because of the defensive adjustment for Stamper. Left Graham wide open in the corner a couple times, and those threes were huge in the outcome of this game.
Waldron, suffering a loss, will fall to 12-3 on the year. And we will be talking about things like still the opportunity at conference and sectional championships and more with the head coach of the Mohawks, Anthony Thomas. For three quarters, it was even until the third period, which you controlled. Talk about the game plan one and the effort two.
Yeah, for us, it was just doing what we did last time better. You know, we got the lead there in the third, and we get to the fourth, and we weren't looking to pull it out. We were looking to create driving lanes. You know, Bella had a little bit of foul trouble. We were trying to steal a few minutes there, but we were still in attack mode. And for whatever reason, and their pressure ratcheted up, we just didn't go north and south. We went east and west a lot. And with that being said, I'm extremely proud of these kids. Just didn't end up on the right side of the scoreboard, but I told them I'm going to be proud of them if there's a couple things that they do in this game, win or lose, and I'm completely proud because they showed up ready to play. They showed up mentally into the game and took them to the wire.
Yeah, we talked earlier. We just wanted to see some fight and some, you know, some effort more so than what you guys normally do because it was going to take that to beat Triton Central, and we saw it. We saw it even down to the end when shots weren't going. You shot 7 of 14 in the third and then 1 of 4. You weren't even, you know, the shots weren't even getting attempted, 1 of 4 in the fourth, but still the effort was there, and you had a, you know, a possession there at the end to win it.
Yeah, from the outside looking in, it probably looks like that we were just completely killing clock, and that wasn't the case. Their pressure, we just weren't turning the corner. We weren't doing some things. I mean, we started out mentally into it, and you know, they're kids, and mm-hmm. and nobody's been to that point in the game with Triton Central in a county tournament final in a long time. And I think, you know, you do tighten up a little bit. And I don't blame them for that. I mean, they left everything they had on the floor today. And this game, even in a loss, is going to bode well for us, I promise you, coming down the road. That's what we need. that's what I wanted to see today. My heart breaks that the kids didn't get a county championship because I felt like they worked hard enough, fought hard enough to win it. But hats off to them. They were pounding us in the post. We tried digging. It wasn't working, so we decided we were going to try to double there. We know they're going to put a shooter out, but let's make him hit the shot. And I believe it was Lizzie Graham.
It was.
You know what?
Two big ones.
She hit two big shots for them, and she won that game.
Yep.
If you miss that, we get the rebound. We're still okay, right? She knocked down two big shots, and that's what great teams do. They hit big shots when it's important, and they earn that victory.
Well, and Stanford became an issue, and I was saying that's why Graham was open, because you had to double down, and it was really Stanford becoming an issue in that fourth quarter that hurt you defensively.
Absolutely. Otherwise, I mean, we did exactly what we wanted. Sometimes there's just too many weapons out there, and sometimes you got to force a kid to hit a shot. Yep. And you know what? To their credit, they hit them. I'm proud of my kids. I mean, I'm heartbroken for them, but I'm proud of them.
No doubt about it.
I want to have you talk about hitting shots, though. You average a little less than 4 3-point makes in a game. You hit 4 in the first half. Sometimes just making shots makes life a little bit easier, too.
Well, it gives you a little confidence. All of a sudden, you got a little bit more pep in your step on the offensive or on the defensive end and things like that. They, you know, made shots certainly make everything look a lot easier. And, you know, for a county final, probably one of the best in a while, I'm going to guess.
Yes. I really like Bella Larison. She got into that high post area where she seems comfortable and hit 4 shots in a row and was a big part of that third quarter run.
Yeah, Bella's coming into her own, and true to form for Lady Mohawk basketball, you start playing your best when it counts, right?
Yep.
And there was some big tests that I wanted to see today, and it happened, and my heart just breaks for the kids. I mean, I can't say it any different, you know. You keep kicking the door, you're going to win one of these trophies one of these days, I promise you, and this team's got enough grit to do that.
There's one that is on the immediate horizon that needs attention. You're at the top of the Mid-Hoosier Conference, and about 7 games total to play, 3 of them in conference.
Yeah, the kids know. No Lady Mohawk basketball team in the program's history has ever went undefeated and won the conference outright. That was numero uno goal number one. The prep's just a little bit more for conference games. The mental attitude's just a little bit more. And I suspect we're going to take this as a positive tonight, and we're going to come out and play 2 pretty good conference games next week, back-to-back.
Appreciate you coming up.
Hey, thanks for all the coverage. I truly, truly mean that. And I'm glad we gave you some entertainment this time.
It's been a good run here at the county tourney with 1 game left to be played. Our final, Triton Central 45, Waldron 43. Still to come, the numbers, our Shelby Materials Players of the Game, and more. You're listening to High School Basketball Giant FM Sports.
The J.R. Wortman Company is a 5th-generation family-owned business. J.R. Wortman Company, Central Indiana's source for heating, plumbing, and electrical supplies and services for over 70 years. J.R. Wortman has been there to supply, install, and service the utility needs of businesses and homes throughout Central Indiana. As your one-stop solution, J.R. Wortman's skilled staff of trained plumbers, electricians, and HVAC technicians are available when you need them. Call 765-763-6444.
Say goodbye to your bank and hello to the credit union difference at Harvester Financial Credit Union. You're more than a dollar sign. You're a member owner. They take an individualized approach in finding solutions for their members because they know that everyone's needs are different. Their knowledgeable staff will work to help you achieve goals like purchasing a car, planning a budget, or consolidating debt. They are conveniently located at 2507 Progress Parkway in Shelbyville, Indiana, and ready to help with all of your financial needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball. On Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports, TC Sports Network coverage in our Cagney's Pizza King postgame following Triton Central's 45-43 win over Waldron to win the 2021 County Championship. Individual numbers break down this way for Triton Central, led by the combined scoring efforts of Bailey Stamper and Taylor Heath, each with 16 on the day. Also in the scoring column, 9 from Lizzie Graham, including 7 in the fourth, and 2 huge threes from the right corner.
Well, we said it during the broadcast. Coach Thomas said it. Those were the difference makers right there, and it was because of Stamper's emergence in that fourth quarter on the block that created that wide-open look. Two of them in the corner for Graham, and to her credit, she knocked them down. And sometimes the corner's not the easiest place to shoot, and she made them look easy.
3 points provided by Jenna Cox on a second quarter three-point field goal and a single point on a free throw by Brooke Bailey off the bench. Triton Central went 10 for 14 at the free throw line. Two players in double figures for Waldron, 12 points from Bella Larrison. We've known, she knows, that sweet spot is that free throw line, and she made it work for her today.
Yeah, she did. She was 5 for 7 in the second half. 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Just one of the better games that we've seen Bella Larrison play in her three-year career.
11 points from Lauren Thomas. 8 in the game, Megan Bogeman. 5 each from Mackenzie Shaw and Nicole Gardner. And a basket for 2 for Hadley Ross. 6 of 7 free throw shooting for Waldron in this game. There are so many stats that if you gave that stat to me, mm-hmm. I'd say, well, Waldron won,
right.
And including 6 of 7 free throw shooting, as modest as that number may be.
Even the turnover number that I'll get to here was very, very similar.
Also tonight, as we run through the numbers, we'll give you the quarter scoring. Triton Central, 14-12 after 1. Tigers at the half, up by 2, 25-23. Waldron dominated the third, 17-5, and took a 40-30 lead into the fourth. But Triton Central turned it around, dominated the fourth, 15-3, and they win today, 45-43. For the Mohawks, now 12-3 on the year. They play at Hauser on the 13th and at South Decatur on the 14th before hosting Eastern Hancock on the 16th. For the Triton Central Tigers, now 13-2 on the season, they will host New Palestine coming up on January 12th.
Total game numbers. Let's look at the second half first, because that really tells a big story in how this game turned out. Triton Central, 6 of 16, 38%. Not great, but 2 of 5, and those two big threes by Graham from three-point range. And on the other side, Waldron, a big third quarter, 7 of 14, but finished 1 of 4 in the fourth quarter, 8 of 18 total, 44%. 1 3-pointer, that was by Bogeman, 10 rebounds, 8 second-half turnovers for the Mohawks. Final game numbers for Waldron, 16 of 41, 8 field goals in each half, 39%, 5 of 18 from three-point range, 4 of those coming in the first half, 19 rebounds. They did win that battle tonight, 19 to 18. 6 of the Mohawks' 19 were offensive, 10 assists, and 14 turnovers. Triton Central in their win, 16 of 34 from the field, 47%, 3 of 7 from three-point range, 18 rebounds, 7 offensive, 6 assists, and 13 Tiger turnovers. Individual leaders in the rebounding column for Waldron, Bogeman with 3. Larrison leads the way for the Mohawks with 5. Hadley Ross with 4. And off the bench, Mackenzie Shaw with 3. Lauren Thomas leading the way in the assist column with 4. Larrison adds 3 to the assist column for the Mohawks tonight. For the Triton Central Tigers, the Shelby County champs in the rebounding column, it was Taylor Heath leading the way with 6, 2 offensive rebounds. Kenzie Ryle, the other senior guard, with 4. Stamper with 2. Schweitzer and Cox each with 2. And in the assist column, I'll give you one guess who leads the way, Johnny.
Could it have been Taylor Heath?
It is. 5 tonight for Taylor Heath.
Our final, 45-43, Triton Central. Our Shelby Materials Players of the Game coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
When you go out to eat, make your meal a memorable occasion. At Copper Kettle in Morristown, your meal, not just the food, but the atmosphere of fine dining, trusted experience, and quality service. You'll enjoy dining in Copper Kettle's beautifully decorated Victorian home. Food served family style, from steak to seafood to pan-fried chicken. Copper Kettle's menu, second to none. Convenient carry-out option is available as well. Copper Kettle, open daily, Tuesday through Saturday.
At FOC Heating and Cooling, your peace of mind is why they work so hard. With energy costs skyrocketing, the last thing you need to worry about is your heating and cooling system. Keep your heating and cooling system at peak performance with FOC Heating and Cooling's annual service agreement, featuring no-worry, free scheduled service for both your cooling and heating systems. Give FOC Heating and Cooling a call today and have one less worry. For the best in heating and cooling, call 317-835-1237. FOC Heating and Cooling.
You know that life is different right now, and we are here with you every step of the way, from routine care to life-saving emergencies, because your health needs don't stop during a pandemic. At Major Health Partners, your safety is our top priority. Physical distancing, mandatory masks, and enhanced disinfection efforts are in place. These are just some of the many ways we are keeping you safe. Don't delay your healthcare needs. Schedule an appointment today. Call 317-392-DOCS or visit us at mymhp.org. Major Health Partners, improving health in our community.
Morristown Pharmacy is dedicated to the well-being of your family and the well-being of the community. Morristown Pharmacy is the second telepharmacy in Indiana. A full-service pharmacy ran by a technician, and all contact with a pharmacist is through video chat. Experience the convenience of a local pharmacy in Morristown, accepting all major insurance with very competitive prices and short wait times. Expect only the best. Morristown Pharmacy.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
The final on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Triton Central rallies from down 40 to 30, beginning the fourth, and wins 45-43. The head coach of the Tigers is Brian Graham. Deep breath, congratulations.
It's game over. It was, first, hats off to Waldron. I thought Coach Thomas and his team did a great job. I thought they had a great game plan. And they just did what they needed to do, they got down and then came back and got up 10, and hats off to them. He's got a lot to be proud of, and they got a great chance in their sectional, no doubt at all.
How did you address your team in the third to fourth quarter break, down by 10?
Well, I was just telling the girls that as a coach and as a person and even as a player, you kind of evolve as you get older. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, you scream and yell a lot more. Because you think sometimes that's the way it gets done, and that's the way, Bobby Knight did it, and that's the way, and as you get older, you start to realize you build these relationships with these girls. Your second, Taylor actually here, standing here, always teases my daughter, and anytime I says my daughter, and Taylor's like, "Oh, you're talking about me," and Lizzie just gives her a hard time. So, you build these relationships with these young ladies, and they trust you, you trust them. So in the timeouts and on the sideline, they're going to follow your lead. So if I lose my stuff, they're going to lose their stuff. So you just got to stay calm. There's no 10-point shot. It's got to be one possession at a time. We got a couple steals, then we got a 3-point play, then another steal. And that just picks up momentum. And, I like I said, hats off to Waldron, but my girls at the end of the game did what they had to do, and I'm very proud of them.
You, as we knew you would, ramp up the defensive pressure in the fourth, but you still need to make shots at the other end. It begins with Stamper catching low, and then Lizzie from the right side hits two big threes.
Well, it's interesting because we actually talked about it yesterday in practice, put in a little triangle set to try to get the three of them on the same side. And we actually, the first time we experimented with it was coming out of halftime of the Morristown game. And we kind of ran that type of play. And so we thought, we're going to see zone again against Waldron, so let's put in a little set called triangle. And so we try to get our best ball handler and decision maker, Taylor on that side, and then bring Lizzie off of Bailey. And so now you got to make a decision. Are you going to guard the post, or are you going to guard the three-point shot? And then if you overplay both of them, well, then Taylor's going to drive around you for layup. So it puts our three best scoring options on the same side of the court. And, because Bailey, like you mentioned, Bailey really got the ball inside. Taylor fed her well, and she got a couple baskets. They had to think twice before they ran out to Lizzie. And Lizzie, man, got her feet set and knocked it down. And I guess we'll feed her at home tonight.
Is that what it takes
yes.
to get food in the Graham household?
Yeah, I mean, after the other night, she got Mexican, so we'll get her some more chips and cheese.
We'll hand the mic over to Taylor here. I have a quick question for her, Coach. We're not done with you, so don't go anywhere. So we asked him what his message was to the team going into the fourth. What was your message on the floor to the team?
It was pretty much the same. I really reiterated. I said, Bailey, you came in and gave great, great contributions. I mean, she scored the ball like I've never seen her. She went in strong, put it up. She hit her free throws. She did really well. Lizzie, she hit big shots when she had to. Everyone came in, did their job. They worked really hard. They gave me what I asked of them. They gave Coach Graham what he asked of them. Hallie came in, played great defense. Kinsey played defense. I told her, like, I've never seen her play before, and I didn't know she could. And Jenna, I hope so. And Jenna came in, played defense like I knew she could, and I was just really proud of everyone, one through, I don't know how many we have. Everyone on the bench gave us great energy, especially when we were down, kept us in it.
You've been a part of a lot of winning teams here, not necessarily as the go-to leader. This year, it's your team. What does it mean to win when it's been your team?
Oh, man. I don't want to say it means a little more, but it definitely does because, I mean, I've always been surrounded with great players, scorers who I knew I could give the ball to and they would make the shot. I've had to do that a little more this year, but everyone's really stepped up and helped me out with that role and helped me really grasp that role. Mm-hmm. So it's really sweet to win like this.
Absolutely.
Talk about, though, the ramp up in your scoring. We knew that would have to happen. And you've been able to find an array of floaters, jump shots, drives to the basket. But the one I want to ask about the most is the left-handed release.
Well, so I've always kind of – okay, so my dad – I was born left-handed, and my dad changed me to a righty when I was really young so he could teach me things. And so I've always kind of had that in my back pocket. So this summer I really, really emphasized it, made sure I could shoot jump shots out to, like, the free throw line and stuff, and – it's kind of worked.
I like his strategy. That does make it easier for him. Yeah. But I have seen you work with your left hand a lot in warm-ups. I watch you, and you do work on that, and it paid off. You started the game with two left-handed shots.
Yeah, it feels very natural, thank goodness.
I've had college coach ask me, she left her right hand.
Right.
I said she's
trying to keep them guessing.
What's left to be done? A handful of games, and then we'll start talking about the sectional. What's left to be done for this bunch?
What's really left to be done is to do what we keep doing. I mean, we don't really need to change anything. I think on defense, keep picking it up like we did there at the end. If we can start the game like that, it'll be a lot less stressful for everyone. I think defense starts it all, picking it up really quickly from the beginning.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Taylor Heath with us here on the post game, brought to you by Cagney's Pizza King. She is the Shelby County Tournament MVP. And we'll talk a bit more about our players of the game, brought to you by Shelby Materials, coming up in just a bit. The head coach of the Tigers, Brian Graham, rejoins us here on the post game. And I'll give you a question pretty much that I gave to Taylor. What's left to be done? Handful of games as we count down the season.
Well, I mean, you want to improve every game, every practice. But right now, the rest of the season, heading into the postseason, we got to get healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, no one would have known that Taylor was in a boot 3 days this week. You know, she's been in a boot. Her ankle was, you know, the size of my elbow, and I have giant elbows. You know, so, and Bailey.
Well, there's something the listeners do.
Well, we don't need to see him.
Well, actually, long sleeve, you know. And then Bailey Stamper has a kidney infection. Yeah. So anytime she's getting in contact in the post, I know she's feeling it.
Yeah, she didn't look comfortable.
Yeah, and, you know, and so, and then like I said, then you throw in the boot parade, you know, that we have. It's we're hurting. You know, and every team has bumps and bruises this time of year, no doubt, because if you're playing basketball, you know, 3 weeks to this postseason, you're going to be hurt. So I'm not making an excuse at all, zero. But I think it's also good that some players off the bench stepped up and came in and you know, I always tell them, 2 minutes or 20 minutes, give me all you got and don't make me coach attitude and effort and we're going to be just fine. So we're gonna try to get healthy. You know, at this point in the season, you're not putting in a lot of new stuff on offense or defense. You're just re-emphasizing details. You know, and that's what we're going to keep doing. Watch a lot of film. This film will be great, showing, you know, what worked and what didn't work. And like I said, and sometimes our defense, our game plan, you know, when they catch in the high post, square off, make it hit a couple. You know, they hit them. They played well. I mean, you know, Coach Thomas, his staff, his girls, their community, head up high. I mean, they played great. I ton of respect for them, and I wish them luck the rest of the year. And I know I've talked to Coach Thomas, and he wants that sectional, and you know, and I think they can get it.
Final note for you, The nets came down. Again, we didn't cut them down in conventional fashion. Nobody gathering around the ladder.
Conventional fashion? What's that, Johnny?
There isn't any. Where's your piece of the net? Is anybody responsible for making sure they hung on to it?
No. No. Usually, growing up, Lizzie always took mine, but now she gets her own, so maybe I'll just take hers.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you coming here and doing what you do, working with our TC Sports Network, with Mr. Hoke and Mr. Steele, giving this to the public. It's hard, you know, when you look up and, you know, the environment's not what it's always has been, you know, and win, lose, or draw, you just want it for the kids. So thank you for being here. You know, the two of you, you know, Jason, you and Johnny, you guys have done a great job, and we appreciate the radio station supporting us during this tough time.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Coach.
God bless. Here's the star center, Wilt Chamberlain.
Chamberlain, that's great.
Bailey Stamper with us on the post game, and she has her medallion. She's a Shelby County champ again this year. First of all, you don't have to give us tons of details, but how are you feeling? Because I know you've been uncomfortable out there.
Yeah, I've been having some kidney issues recently, so being down in the post and kind of banging around wasn't really feeling too good tonight, but you got to do what you got to do.
Bailey, you were a big part in that fourth quarter of the comeback, and it was really, I thought, your presence and what you had been doing that freed up Lizzie in the corner. Talk about what you thought going into the fourth quarter and your mindset.
I was just told, I had it in my mind, go post up, they'll get me the ball, and just make a move. If I have three people on me, kick it to Lizzie in the corner, and she did so good hitting those clutch shots in the corner.
The recognition to get the ball to Lizzie as well, because after you had back-to-back opportunities, Lizzie's probably standing there in the corner waving, saying, I'm here, I'm open, nobody's on me.
Yeah, exactly. We set the play up just like that, too, because they have to guard both of us. You know, if you leave me one-on-one in the post, I can make a move and shoot it and go in. And if you leave Lizzie in the corner, she'll hit it the majority of the time. So we made it tough for them. We did a little triangle play and tough to guard.
I think we say it a lot of times in ball games that we cover that the team that's the underdog, the longer the game goes on, the more confidence they get. Tell me about the other side of it, though. You're the favorite, and it went on and on, and next thing you know, you're not only in a battle, you're down by 10
exactly.
points. What was it like thinking about that as it went through?
I just had in my mind, it's all about heart. I said, I'm playing for something that's way bigger than just 31 on my uniform. You know, I'm playing for TCB. We haven't lost county since I can remember. I mean, I don't even think we've lost one since I've been alive. So it really wasn't my place to lose it now.
Is that ever talked about, maybe among the girls more so than, say, the coaching staff, but is there kind of a, and I'm saying this in a good way, but is there a pressure to make sure you take care of business this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. We take care of pressure almost every day. I think we came out and showed that we're really good at handling pressure. There's pressure every day. We have that bell in the locker room. It's a constant reminder.
Well, we saw you and we talked when the first time you played Waldron. We thought that you've really improved your game, and it looks you can really tell that you've put in the individual work over the summer, and we've just been impressed with what you've been able to do this year, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Bailey Stamper with us. Quick break. Our Shelby Materials Players of the Game will close down.
Thanks,
our opening game broadcast. The final again, 45-43, Triton Central. This is high school basketball on the Giant FM Sports and TC Sports Network.
We know that life is different right now, and we are here with you every step of the way, from routine care to life-saving emergencies, because your health needs don't stop during a pandemic. At Major Health Partners, your safety is our top priority. Physical distancing, mandatory masks, and enhanced disinfection efforts are in place. These are just some of the many ways we are keeping you safe. Don't delay your health care needs. Schedule an appointment today. Call 317-392-DOCS or visit us at mymhp.org. Major Health Partners, improving health in our community.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
And for, I think, a final time on this opening game, won by Triton Central, 45-43. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, as we turn now to our Shelby Materials Players of the Game. And we'll begin with the Waldron Mohawks, led by Bella Larrison with 12 points and 15 in the semifinal win Thursday.
Yeah, a good weekend for Bella. 6 of 13 today from the field, including 4 baskets in a row there in that third quarter to really spark that run that eventually gave the Mohawks a 10-point lead heading into the fourth quarter. She also had 5 rebounds and 3 assists today. A little bit of, I think, a preview of what we hope to see Bella Larison evolve into a little bit more consistently the rest of this year and next year.
And on the Triton Central side of things, how can you go away from the Shelby County Tournament MVP? Taylor Heath tied Bailey Stamper with a game-high 16 points.
Well, like I asked Taylor, you know, she's been a part of a lot of winning teams, and she's been a very integral part, but this year it's her team. Everybody knows that she's the captain and the go-to player, and she's handled that exceptionally well this year. 6 of 11 from the field today, including 4 for 4 to get the game going, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, another just well-rounded game from Taylor Heath.
Tonight, expecting more of the same. We've been treated to two games decided by a total of 5 points and went right down to the final possession from last night's Triton Central Southwestern game to this game here. I'm not sure we should expect anything less as Triton Central and Morristown meet tonight.
Well, I think we're in for a real exciting boys game. I think Morristown has maybe the two most talented players in the gym tonight, but Triton Central, I think, has the deeper team, and that might be enough. Especially if Morristown gets into any kind of a foul trouble, which, you know, we kind of saw that against South Decatur. Krim goes out more than half the game on the bench, and when that happens, Morristown really struggles to find offense. Really, at that point, Drake Moore, Sawyer Jones, and if Triton gets into foul trouble, they've got some more options to go to. So I look for a really exciting boys game here in just a few hours.
Our final score from the Shelby County Girls Championship, 45-43, Triton Central rallies to win a seventh consecutive title. For Jason Parker, I'm Johnny McCrory. So long for a few hours on Giant FM Sports.
Thank you to these sponsors of high school basketball: TH Property Group, First Bank Shelbyville, BP Dock Shop, Cagney's Pizza King, Shelby Materials, CGS Services, Major Health Partners, First Bank Shelbyville.